tomorrow's news today.
Trump last night said that the war should be over very soon. He said the main mission has been concluded. Of course, the real mission was to topple the Ayatollahs. And the majority of folks at the Pentagon told him that it probably wasn't going to work. But he listened to Lindsey Graham. He listened to the Saudis. He listened to Netanyahu. It's all admitted now. They're all talking about it. And Graham told the Wall Street Journal and also some on TV bragging about it, like he's the president. He was talking to foreign countries like, you do this, I'll get you this, we will do this. Saudi Arabia, you need to attack it too, and then I'll give you a defense treaty. He thinks he's the president. And in a way he is on foreign policy, it's disgusting. But side issue. Lindsey Graham's up there saying, I just kept going to Trump and playing the word game of, does it sound like something Teddy Roosevelt would do to tell the Iranians to rise up and then not help them? I don't know what you'll be remembered as, like Trump's 5 years old or something. Trump is so weird. He's really sophisticated in ways, but the cliches you hear about him being almost toddler-like at times, it's just weird. And he loves having his ass kissed. And Trump has kissed my ass. I mean, and I'm just like, sir, please stop. Can I talk about policy with you, please? Let me talk to your wife and tell her how great. You got a real man. He's a real man. He's like John Wayne, but the real thing. I mean, I'm trying to put Trump down. I'm like, what is this? Sir, there are globalist spies in the White House. And finally, after me telling him over and over again, they found out it was a big scandal, kicked him out, and they had 60-minute shows with Fiona Hill and McMaster. Alex Jones was mean, and he sent his people on us, and the Congress goes to Fiona Hill. Do you know what, are you a globalist? She goes, I don't even know what that is. Alex Jones, and then meanwhile, she's the editor of theglobalist.com and on the board of the Open Society of Soros. And I didn't tell that story about Trump to, like, name drop. I'm telling you because I know. And if I wanted to sit there and just salivate all over him and he'd salivate all over me, and look, it's endearing, okay? He does love the country. He's very smart, sophisticated in many ways. And, you know, they catch him, you know, on candid camera talking crap about people. You know, he sounds like Yosemite Sam stomping around cussing. And he has great energy and he is a bull and, you know, he has amazing courage. But he has blind spots, folks. And look, I've got blind spots in areas of my life. Like, I would know how to run businesses like him and real estate and get the best deals. And I'm not that good at that stuff. But when it comes to politics and geopolitics and how the world works, I know what the hell I'm talking about. But a lot of people do. The problem is they're scared to tell him. Because if you tell Trump what's really going on, bad guys are all around you. And they'll come and tell you, hey, your wife could get this job like $10 million a year. You really need a consultant. Or, hey, bad stuff. I mean, it's not going to be me. Some really bad stuff's going to happen. So I really think you ought to take this money. We don't want to hurt you. And you know, I got plenty of that. It was up to $50 million a year they wanted to give me, just to me, to shut up and come work for them. And they literally wanted me to be Darth Vader. They wanted me to, I woke up, I was wrong, and then I was going to hunt the fake news and hunt down the patriots. I can't make this up. I'm like, not only, it'd be one thing, you know, here's $50 million disappear. I wouldn't do that anyways, but I would kind of halfway think, because I'm sick of this. But no, and you're going to hunt down the Jedi. No, not going to happen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Always true. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com.
The future hold. InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think so.
Okay, and with respect
very
to-
Very soon.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think so.
Okay, and with respect
very
to-
soon.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am your battle-hardened chronicler, Alex Jones. We have Jimmy Dore, the really intelligent and funny comedian and talk show host, who has really been saying mean things about me that are not accurate. But it's not like he spit in my face or anything. I mean, I can handle it. I got thick skin. Oh, he did spit in my face once, literally, back at the RNC in 2016. But since then, you know, I've been on his show, he's been on mine, and he said some nice things. He's been misrepresenting what I've said about Trump and where I stand. But there's a lot to talk about. I don't want to just fight with him about that. I want to get his take on what's going on in the world and a lot more coming up in the second hour today. And of course, we'll also open the phones up. I've been doing a good job about going to more of your calls because at times like this, we need to hear from the listeners more than ever to bounce ideas around. I've been neglecting a lot of the other news during this insane Iran war that has such a potential to not just go sideways, but go off the rails as it's starting to do. The good news is that when Trump figures out that he's doing something wrong himself, he will course correct very quickly. If he can actually see the results of it, it's hard to get him to listen before he's made a mistake. But after, he'll pull back very quickly. And he is now, and it's come out, as I told you a few days ago, first, he is pissed off at Netanyahu, pissed off at the neocons, pissed off at the head of CENTCOM and others that basically gave him the advice that, oh, they'll fall in 4 days. We're like 95% sure, sir. And Lindsey Graham's been bragging to the Wall Street Journal and on Fox that he's the guy that Guy Trump's here every day and said, you told the Iranians you were coming to their aid. You're not going to lie, are you? Teddy Roosevelt wouldn't do that. So the good news is Trump came out, as I just played. Let's play that again, actually. Let's play clip 20 again, then we'll play 18 and 19 and the others. And said, no, we basically achieved our goals. So it's going to be winding down very, very soon. And he's made since then more statements saying, no, we're going to shut this down fast. And oil's going down in price and the world's stabilizing. But here's the deal. Let's put the live show headline up. Here's the deal. Here's the problem. You know, this is such a big deal, I'm going to wait a few minutes to even release this information. Because if we just release bombshell, historic, critical, over the horizon, absolute, hole-in-one information, and you don't have some fanfare and some spotlights and some, like the old Fox movie intro, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, then this won't punch through into the consciousness here, okay? But we're not out of the woods yet, okay? What do you think the neocons in Israel are going to do when Trump starts to shut this down? When they already had the troops massing and the 82nd Airborne ready and the galaxy jets filling up with the troops and more aircraft carriers on their way, what do you think, riddle me this, bad man, what do you think the bad guys are going to do with all this lined up and ready to go? And them trying to overthrow Iran for 40-some years. What do you think they're going to do? The FBI just issued a big report. Stay strapped. Trump admin sends alert to law enforcement warning Iran sent encrypted message to trigger their sleeper cells. Now, what did I say Saturday when this war started 10 days ago, 11 days ago, on March 1st? It's March 10th, by the way, in the Roman histories, the middle of March is seen as the most dangerous time of the year for war. It's when wars usually launch. It's when leaders get killed. It's named after the god of war, Mars, and it's why you march. So we're told the sleeper cells are coming. We'll get to that here in just a moment, actually. I'll play that first. Now, here's the problem with this. Iran has the biggest real Islamic sleeper cells, the largest amount of them in Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They really have sleeper cells. They really are trained. They really have military officers who are deeply embedded for decades running Middle Eastern food shop, running a repair shop, running a computer store, running a rug shop. And the guy, is a captain in the Iranian guard. And then he's got his wife and his sons, and they're all trained, and they got a weapons cache, and they got explosives, and they've been watching targets they're going to hit for years. And if they get the order, it'll make what you saw in Mexico a few weeks ago look like a cakewalk. And I said on Saturday, I expect to see sleeper cells activated the next few weeks. So I think Iran's going to wait and see how this goes. But if they think they're going down, they'll activate them. I expect lone wolves who are just pissed off about their Pope being killed to attack. And I said, I would expect attacks in the coming days in Texas. Why? You have greater concentrations in Michigan and New York of Shiites, like little concentrated areas of them. But Texas has the largest number of Shiites in the United States. They're all over the place. They were all over the place when I was young, and they're really all over the place now. The first Muslims I ever ran into were Shiites. Know them well, lifted weights with them, played football with them. I mean, know them. Been over their houses. And when I see Muslims out and about, I can usually tell, but I'll ask them, oh, are you Shiite or Sunni? I am Shiite. And I looked the numbers up. There's no official, but they estimate that, yes, this is one of the biggest Shiite populations. Well, I can tell you, it's the big one. People ask how I know this stuff. They go, how does he know a Shiite did attack? How does he know that? Well, you got the largest Shiite concentration, and the Muslims, for whatever reason, they just keep hitting Texas. They'll shoot up a high school baseball game, and it barely hits the news, and shoot the coach because, how dare you, be out here? They'll shoot up a drawing Muhammad contest. So there's a lot of Islamic activity. So I just go, I think a lone wolf will activate without getting orders. I think, you know, we may have a lot of them. I think Texas will get hit first. So this isn't about me bragging. It's about understanding how my thought process works. A lot of other data went into that. So I said, we need Texas to issue an alert, be on the lookout for lone wolf terror attacks. But I said, if Iran thinks they're losing and it's about to go down, they will 100% activate the sleeper cells. I mean, of course, if you were a crazy Shiite mullah and you have this apocalyptic thing and you're about to go down, you think your regime's falling, you're going to go, you know, hit the doomsday buttons. I mean, every James Bond villain, when James Bond shot him, goes over to the reactor and, you know, pulls the lever to launch the nuclear missile. You didn't get me, James Bond. You didn't get me. But that's how psychology works. So they're like grabbing at the lever, trying to launch the missile. Well, their missiles can't hit us, but their real sleeper cells can. Now, here's the problem. Iran has sleeper cells. It's a real threat. We're a few weeks into this. Trump's saying, I'm going to obliterate you. I may destroy your whole country no matter what. Israel's talking about using nukes on them. That's when the mullahs would give this order. So when I look at this and ask, is this a false flag? See how this works? That's why this is going to be so hard to tell if it happens. A very good chance it is. Because it's going to piss America off and to be more pro-war. And it's going to piss Trump off if this happens. So if Israel and the neocons, if they think they're losing and that this war they've wanted forever is about to fail and Trump's about to declare victory and pull back from this disaster, they can obviously have their own globalist operatives and cells ready to carry out massive terror attacks. And they'll conveniently leave, you know, the Iranian passports and all the evidence all around. So this is the time of the false flag, and you got to have your head on the swivel. It could be Israeli operatives. It could be a cutout mercenary group. It could be Iranians. And we'll have to study how long, you know, who they pinned on's been here. But here's the deal. If it's a real Iranian attack and the go code has been sent out to all of them to attack, they've already got protocols of how long they have to launch an attack. So you'll have a go code, and usually it's built in saying, you know, you were ordered within 3 days of this message to launch attacks. And there'll probably be more codes coordinating when they specifically want it to start. Or they may just say fire at will. Probably, though, they're going to have a start date. Obviously, the go code came in yesterday, if you believe the intelligence. And I don't know, because we don't have enough information yet. Because everything fits both scenarios. The globalists need this right now. This is exactly what the mullahs will do at this point. As I've been warning. So I'm going to tell you, I don't know yet. But regardless, it's bad. And so they got their orders yesterday to go. I'd imagine built into it, you know, a 3-day buildup clause. Let me see. So they got the order Monday. We could have terror attacks as early as tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. There might be a 7-day build in there, but they hit the doomsday switch. That means go. And if it's real Iranians, they did give the order. I think the terror attacks start Wednesday, latest Thursday. But this may, and of course, you have all the famous spoofing by the CIA, Vault 7, the rest of it documents that, Edward Snowden, where they can even go to Iranian computers, send the orders over. They've hacked into all the Iranian stuff. They could have the real go code and send it to the sleeper cells that are real, but give them the order to attack. See, there's so many scenarios here. And that's the worst case. Because let me tell you, if you see hundreds of big attacks and you see just horrible stuff happening to high-rise buildings, we know the Iranians are trained to do, dump chlorine gas down on you, which you can get anywhere. I mean, there's a chemical depot over here for shops and businesses and everything with all the different gases you want. And as long as you're an engineer working at one of these facilities, you can just pull right in. Somebody just snip the fence, go in there. I could go in there. I would never do this. And I'm not giving the enemy anything they don't already know. I could pull in there with an 18-wheeler and get enough gas the two types of gas I need to mix together because they don't have chlorine gas mixed up in the tanks. And then with 100 men, I could gas every high-rise in Austin in one day. Just to give you an idea. And we know the Iranians have trained to gas buildings. So I'm just telling everybody, this is serious business, okay? And they're going to, but I don't think they're going to gas buildings. That's only one of their plans. I think they're going to hit the transformers at the key grid points and knock the power out. Only got to hit a few for each city to do that. And they'll use 50 caliber rifles to do that. You don't even need that. You can do it with a semi-auto 300 Win Mag or anything like that. 338 Lapua. Put a magazine into one of those things, they're done. And they're going to knock the power out. They might just go right to attacking, the state capitol with rockets. I mean, there's a whole list of horrible things. Police stations, military bases. But if the Iranians, let me tell you, in its widespread, it's the Iranians. If we just see, 10 terror attacks, and then they really aren't giving us a bunch of information, and then, look, we got their passport, here's their confession, and then it's some weirdo that has, mental illness or something, that's staged. That's a patsy. But if it's, you wake up one morning and the power's out in 6-7 cities, and on the news there's smoke rising in every major city and people getting shot and, cops being mowed down and you hear, pro-war governors been killed at their governor's mansion, truck bomb, then the Iranians hit. But if you just see limited stuff or kind of something big and spectacular, that's what the neocons did in 9/11, jets flying into buildings again or whatever, ridiculous, impossible stuff for regular folks to do, then it's a deep state operation. So I think that's important to discuss. It took me about 10 minutes to break it down. But I told you that you would then, hear the sleeper cell stuff before this even started. And I specifically laid it all out. So I've given you my thinking on it, a small section of it. It took hours to go over all my thinking. Iran threats on U.S. soil, sleeper cells, lone wolves, cyber attacks, and eerie number code. Yeah, the zone is getting flooded right now with that. Right on time. So I don't know. Now, Trump pulling back, at least signaling they may have sent a code countermanding. Because, they can send a code. That's generally how it is. Everyone's different ones. Like, go to DEFCON 2 or whatever. Be ready to hit within the next 48 hours or whatever. And then they get a recall code. It's all the same. All the militaries, everything's the same. And it's not enough data points, but Trump suddenly going from 2 days ago, we're going to crush him. We're never going to stop. It's never going to end. Annihilate, 20 years, whatever it takes, total obliteration to, we've done our objectives. We want to stop this now and everything's going to be okay. There's a good chance Iran has given the go for real attacks. So, I tell you what, man, Lindsey Graham, I love the fact that he gets up on TV and talks about blowing people up and killing them and gets all excited. And you can tell this guy can't find his ass with both hands, could not find his way out of a wet paper bag. And he just loves to talk about death and destruction and loves to talk about manipulating our country into total war. And the same thing with Netanyahu and Netanyahu's all of it. I'm just so sick of it. You're like, what, do you like the mullahs? No, I want them contained and I want them in their own system. And if their people can free themselves, fine. But I don't have anything to do with their caveman religion. Get it out of my world. Don't go blow them up and then open the door up and bring them in here. Get them out. And they really do something to us and blow the shit out of them. And they'll respect that and leave us the hell alone. All right. Actually, let's go to the sleeper cell clip first from Fox News, and then I'll go back to what Trump had to say in the other clips. Here it is.
Meantime, an alarming report of threats outside Iran. ABC News reports Iran may be activating sleeper cells. Quote, the U.S. has intercepted encrypted communications believed to have originated in Iran that may serve as an operational trigger for sleeper assets outside the country. If true, further illustrating Secretary of State Marco Rubio's point, we are fighting a terrorist government.
The United States is currently engaged in an operation targeting one of the world's leading hostage taker, the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. They are trying to hold the world hostage. They are attacking their neighbors. They are attacking neighboring countries, their energy infrastructure, their civilian population. They're attacking embassies. This is a terrorist government. This is a terroristic regime. And we are seeing them conduct terrorism using nation-state elements, using weapons like missiles and one-way attack drones. And the objective of this mission is to destroy their ability to continue to do that.
And you guys got your mic open in there? Go ahead and shut that down for me. You guys have muted my mic, so I don't know what's going on. All right, go to some clips, and we'll fix it in a minute. Or, yeah, fix it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Let's try to keep the control room a little more neutral, a little quieter. You guys are great. Sometimes I'm walking by, it sounds like a football game's on in there. Thank you. Now, let's go ahead and go to clip 20, 18, and 19, please. Here you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think soon.
Okay, and with respect
very
to-
soon.
Anywhere in the world, by far. And that's before we showed off our military strength with Venezuela and now with Iran. You know, Iran was supposed to be this big, powerful country. We wrapped the hell out of them. And, you know, I don't know when they cry uncle, but they should have cried it 2 days ago, right? But they don't have anything left. In our country, inflation is plummeting. So with your help and hard work, we're making America great again, and we're doing it much faster than we thought. And it's better, stronger, and our country is doing really well. I mean, at a level that nobody thought. We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion. How good is our military, right? Amazing. How good? Short-term. Short-term. Thank you. They're great.
Short-term pain, long-term gain. That's the new, like, 14 days of flatten the curve. That's the new talking point. Here it is.
This is a short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term pain.
No, no, stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was 1 year ago, wow, seems like yesterday, and also a thousand centuries, that Infowars reporter, all reporters are amazing, but he was, everybody agreed, the best writer, just an amazing guy. And he got murdered by illegal aliens and or the children of illegal aliens and a racist black guy. Well, they called him a man, and they were all 17. Capital murder charge. We need to follow where that's going. And it just made me think about everything because I just walked in and handed me a piece of paper with an X account, the Liberty Broadcast, talking about 1 year ago today, the world was dimmed by the loss of one of its brightest lights, the most essential critics of the evil forces that claimed his life. Another needless casualty in the crime-enabling cesspool fostered by the Travis County far-left incompetent district attorney, Jose Garza. Incompetent? I mean, they do it on purpose. What are you talking about? Prayers to the family of Jamie White as they continue to endure hearing after hearing for the four kids who ended his life so tragically. Two were juveniles, two were ruled adults. Yeah, I need to write my own write-up about that. Jose Garza, 100%. It's all done by design. So we're going to, I'm going to play that report from his memorial service in at the end of the fourth hour and talk about the 1 year anniversary properly here. I don't want to just glaze over it. All right. Here's what I want to do. I've got the neocons running around foaming at the mouth trying to get Trump back on track to go to full war. Trump has basically said, we're going to end this quickly, said that. I noticed that I saw his comments and no one was running that headline that this means the end. This means he's about to shut it down. So I shot a video yesterday afternoon and posted it, and I saw the neocon kind of white pillar types, you know, just do whatever Trump says. When Trump's doing something wrong, don't tell him it's wrong, because we got to make sure Lindsey Graham is the only person Trump's hearing from. That's really why these influencers are being paid, we now know, to attack the real OG people that put Trump in, because they want to take Trump away from us. They want to completely derail him. They're like, you're a liar. We're going to annihilate Iran. It's not over. We're going to keep going no matter what, you traitor, you Qatari. I mean, the comments were just like savage. And then an hour later, the headlines in the White House was like, yeah, no, we want to end this right now. No. And then Trump said more. He said, no, it's going to be winding down very quickly. Ah, he's on the Qatari payroll, too. So he's attacking Trump now, that traitor. Amazing. But just finishing up the sleeper cell information. South by Southwest, right here in Austin, Texas, that starts next week, is a prime target, because you've got politicians, you've got millionaires, you've got tech leaders, you've got movie stars, all coming in, and it's very easy to basically get to them because it's so spread out in so many different places. Austin police to boost security presence ahead of South by Southwest in downtown Austin. South by Southwest 2026 opens in Austin after deadly West 6 shooting. Yeah, by a Shiite Muslim wearing the Iranian flag and a shirt that said property of Allah. Now, I'm not saying look for more terror attacks in Austin, though I did predict it 6-7 hours before it happened 10 days ago. That was a lone wolf. I don't know if the Iranians will want to hit these softer targets just to kill, you know, some politicians. From what I know about them, they're going to go for the power grid or for big value targets or huge death numbers. So let me tell you, you dump chlorine gas down the ventilation, air conditioners in a high-rise building, I mean, you're going to kill most people in the building. I mean, you get a few whiffs of that, you're dead. So, and that's, they have planned and trained. That's declassified. I knew about Iranian National Guard sleeper cells training to nerve gases, chlorine gases 20 years ago. That's just one little nasty. I'm just wondering if I know. They'll attack airports, you name it. They'll definitely try to truck bomb the White House, Pentagon. So, and again, the Israelis, who are famous for staging false flags, criminal elements in our own government, multinational contractor groups hired by consortiums, could just as easily stage the attacks as a pretext to get Trump to get back in the war and not start putting the brakes on it. Right now, I have the information in front of me, and there's so many data points, I can't tell you what I think is going to happen, because the Iranian sleeper cells are real. This is the time they would launch them. And Trump's saying he's going to pull back now because of the economy and because he knows that his majority of his advisors were actually right. And this sleeper cell thing, if it is real, Trump's like, oh, really? Yeah, did you think about that? So I don't know. I can tell you this. There is a very good chance that you're not just going to see a few lone wolves pissed off that their pope got popped like we saw in Austin. And like I said, if it's massive and there's hundreds of attacks or thousands, it's the Iranians. Because the CIA and Mossad, they're not going to be able to pull that off because too many of their people would be seen doing it. You'll have a few big events like 9/11 if they do that. You'll have to shoot a missile in the Pentagon again and say it's a passenger plane. They could fly a plane into the Capitol like they tried, but the Air Force refused to follow orders and shot down 93. Came out in the FAA records, two AIM-9s out of an F-16. They gave the guy an award for it. But they give you a story about let's roll because you like it, so you believe they're BS. You know, it's a fact they shot down 93. Well, can you imagine the police state we'd have had if they'd hit the Capitol that day? Nobody told them to evacuate either. Most of the Congress was there. Note to Congress, if high-rises are getting blown up, you see jumbo jets or whatever flying into buildings, get out of the building. I'm not laughing. It's funny. I mean, laughing because it's sick. And let me tell you, I see a bunch of sleeper cell activity. I'm getting out of my house immediately. In fact, I might just get out. I already, a few months ago, got out for a while. I just saw so many signs. Yeah, it's time for me to get out of the house. In fact, I'm not going back for about a month or two. Yeah, it's time to get out of the house. Because I am a target. Not of the Iranians, but if they do a false flag to blame the Iranians, then they're going to have targets. They want to get caught up in that, and I know them on the list. General Flynn got the communique, got an official warning from Army Special Operations off the NSA pickups. The bounty on Trump had gone to stratospheric levels, and his family now has the amount that he used to have, and then we're in the next tier below that. The bounty's on Flynn and myself. I'm not going to say how much. And then people are like, well, why are you still alive? They don't go for the bounty until they get the go code. And Hezbollah works with the drug cartels as well on record. That's what the Democrats work with them and call them all God's children. But to quote Dr. Strangelove, ain't no one ever got the go code yet. So they get the go code, they go, could this be a test? And he goes, ain't nobody ever got the go code yet. This is nuclear warfare, toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Slim Pickens. The CIA came to Stanley Kubrick and asked, how did you have all those systems right? How did you know about all this? And, of course, it's like they think all this stuff's secret. It's not. But when he guessed the plan right, plan R, well, that was because Stanley Kubrick was psychic. And I've been told that by people very close to him, but they, as of lately, don't ever want to talk about it. But I was told that 15 years ago. And the funny thing was, I was told about that by other folks before I ever met Vivian. But I digress. You can't make it up. So we're being told by the White House that the go code to launch sleeper cell attacks has gone out. And if that's true, then we're going to see some real fireworks. And, of course, I don't think Trump's going to false flag. They can send out a code. The globalists can steal the code. It can even be a real code. They could trick the Iranians into attacking us, or just it's a fake code, and then they launch attacks. The deep state does. I want to be clear. It's not Trump's style to do stuff like that. I don't think Trump is going to blow us up and blame the Iranians, but he will, 100% of it happens, not believe the government did it. Remember, he's like, I was naive. I had no idea how corrupt things were, which is true. I knew you could pay politicians off and it's legal, but I didn't know they wanted to wreck the country. I thought they'd see me making more money and I made the elites more money. And they're like, dude, they don't want the money. They want to take ours to have control over us. It's like this one-year anniversary write-up somebody wrote, nice people, about Jamie White. They're like, the incompetent DA, the Marxist-Leninist TA and hundreds of other DAs, put in by Soros, that wrecked the economy and let criminals out and let murderers out and let them kill whoever they want. It's on purpose. You don't think they don't know the carbon tax would kill 2 billion people and destroy civilization? They admit that's the plan. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. Premeditated. And we're never going to fix things if Trump and everybody else and listeners of the show, don't get it through your head. The DAs know they release violent criminals on purpose because they want carnage and destruction. If you're white, they throw the book at you. If you're white and defend yourself from an armed robber, you go to prison. Everyone else, it's a free-for-all to kill anyone you want, especially if they're white. Got it? Okay, moving on. People obviously don't get it. They just declassified the CIA documents where they put poison in the vaccines, the food and water to dumb you down and make you easily controllable. Exactly as I told you. Because it's already been in so many other downstream documents. It's in the official White House briefing to a Barack Obama by John P. Holdren. Here, I got it right here. See this? This was produced by the Rockefeller Foundation. Back in the 70s, adopted as law, fluoride in the water, shots to dumb you down, give you cancer, kill you. It's eco-science, population, resources, environment. This is U.S. government policy. Henry Kissinger made this policy, 74, year I was born. Paul R. Ehrlich, Annie R. Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. Decades later, he's the White House science czar. You might want to actually find out the stuff. You might want to actually know they want to kill you and your family. Oh, we got some big CIA news. I'm going to hit her in a moment. New documents, they're going to blow you away. We'll get more to Artichoke as well. But we're going to get into all this today. So much more. Here's John Bowne's latest report. The morphing of the New World Order. This is really important. Pay attention. I'm going to come back with information that is earth-shattering. These new CIA documents. Here's John Bowne's report.
There's a real question about whether there's a massive shift happening now in terms of world alliances long term.
Well, it's definitely, I think, a new world order.
Battle lines for a new world order based on power.
The new world order.
Because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
I think the president has sought to it. There's a new world order in trade. There's a new world order in globalization and the way that we invest in our economy versus, you know, foreign supply chains. There's a new world order, and the president is willing to shake up some old alliance structures. I mean, NATO, I think, is much different because of the president's leadership than it was 10 years ago. It was sort of coasting. It was effectively a protectorate of the United States of America. Obviously, you saw what happened in Venezuela. So, yeah, the president is putting a stamp on world history.
This clip went super viral, and I had people tagging me to it saying, what do you say to this? You know, you like J.D. Vance. Here he is saying he's for the New World Order. You have to go off what the policies are to decide if they're New World Order. And the Rockefellers and the globalists for 80 years have been calling this corporate British Empire, U.S. Empire, neoliberal system the New World Order. That means the carbon taxes. That means the UN being in charge, the World Economic Forum calling the shots, BlackRock being in total control, the whole Bill Gates, Rothschild, Rockefeller, international neoliberal order that they had established, that they admit is totally in trouble. Everybody's turning against them, regardless of Trump.
I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
Let's start with a term that we're hearing quite a bit about in the last couple of years, the New World Order. We like to say in this country that we have the ability as Americans to elect. But the problem is we do not have the ability to select. We can only elect, which means that we can only vote for those candidates which are put before us by our masters, our hidden masters behind the scenes.
A new world order can emerge, a new era.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
that system is in free fall collapse. So when you hear the old international order is dead from them, their new world order is dead, you see Putin saying, we now have to work with other nations to build a new world order. They're talking about the new international order.
Before our eyes, a completely novel world order is taking shape, and it's unlike everything that we know from the past. For example, Westphalian system or Yalta system. New powers are emerging. The nations understand more clearly their interests, their self-worth, uniqueness, and identity.
But the public, when the globalists would talk about their plan, they were saying, we control the world, we're establishing a planetary government, our new world order. So you call a new order, whoever it's run by, you could say America fighting off the British, creating the American system was a new world order. The British wrote, if this continues, our empire will fall. And it did. It took 100 and some years. That's the point, is a new boss, a new system. And there's a lot of the old same globalist players in there trying to salvage this and repackage the old New World Order as the new World Order. And there's a big battle inside the Trump administration on how we form this new system, because a new system is being formed. And I don't just expose the globalist system and other systems, the communist systems. I promote good ones and try to get the public to promote good systems. Team America, Team Humanity, a system pro-God, pro-family, pro-natalist, pro-expansion. That's what I always explain. We can't just oppose the globalist order. We have to promote other systems and popularize those so that we can fill the vacuum with our new world order that isn't a centralized global government, but is nation states working together towards common aims and promoting freedom and justice and soft power. On you. Incredible. And we've talked a lot about this for decades. And there are so many prestigious medical studies going back over 100 years where Western medicine thought they discovered this. But it's actually in the ancient Vedic scriptures of the Indians, 3,000 years old. It's in Egyptian hieroglyphs. You see the symbol of the pine cone everywhere, or the pineal gland. And we now know, and you see the ancient symbol going back to Mesopotamia, all of it, of medicine is two snakes around a stick, the DNA. And they knew, really by 1900, that sodium fluoride, or even calcium fluoride, that you need a tiny bit of, you know, to be healthy, but tiny bit, is highly toxic to the pineal gland. That is the tuner. And remember, they've had Princeton and others come out proving ESP, measuring it now with devices, person to person, and we all have it. And it's tied again to magnetic cones in the brain. And it's magnetic cones in butterflies and in geese and in everything that let them be born one place and fly thousands of miles where they're supposed to, and then fly right back to that same place they were born. Or in the case of monarch butterflies, they fly three groups all the way up to Canada from Mexico, smaller ones, then a big jumbo butterfly is born who's three times bigger, who flies all the way back to the same tree that its great-great-granddaddy was born in and does the cycle again. And it's all off these magnetic cones and their own little pineal gland that directs those. They have now declassified a 1960 CIA document with massive studies they did in mind control that not only is the pineal gland directing all of this as the, is like the tuner, your free will directs it, but the pineal gland is the mechanism. Every cell in your body is an electrochemical liquid crystal that is receiving every form of energy in the universe, including interdimensional energy, which is reflected by the dark matter. And it gets worse. That the CIA knew that there were hundreds of classes from microscopic amoeba-like worms up to large worms, like the one Kennedy had that ate part of his brain. People make jokes about it. To the cat-borne worms that up to a third of America has, over half of India has, that's associated with criminal activity, insanity, everything you see. It's the crazy cat lady. So they knew all this and suppressed that most brain cancer, most breast cancer, you name it, is parasites. And you're going to say, wait, the last few years we've seen all these doctors and scientists and people that were dying of cancer get on dewormer, not ivermectin, but another one, and they're cured. But they don't want you to know that because they've made trillions of dollars off of it, and it's about control. So the fluoride blocks, at a great extent, your receiving and transmitting at the cellular level. It calcifies the pineal gland. And then the food supply and so much of it has all these different classes of worms that get all in your organs. And then when they see all these worms in you, well, they don't treat worms. They don't look at worms because the Rockefeller Foundation took over medicine really about 100 years ago and got rid of all that. That's why in the old days, they didn't know the name of it. They just called it, you know, the tumors. Andrew Jackson got cancer all the time. When he got older, they'd say, President Jackson, drink 3 ounces of mercury. And it's deadly poison. But his cancer would go away. He'd get really sick for a week and vomit and throw up and go insane. They'd have to tie him down. But cancer would go bye-bye because it killed the worms. Well, you could take stuff that isn't that to get rid of it. Now, not all cancer is caused by the worms. But I'm going to come back and get into this. And you know what? Fourth hour, I'm going to hold the on it. It's just insane. And the fact that they know all, I mean, they knew all of this. The whole attack is to suppress you, folks. You are magic. You literally are a giant antenna. You are a liquid crystal. What do you think water is? We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I have been told by top generals, top scientists, you've heard them on the show, all this information that the CIA has now declassified, that they've known the cure for most cancers is dewormer. And again, there are parasites that are amoebas. They're, you know, single cell, but they're good size. You'll see them under a magnifying glass. You can see them with the naked eye, some of the bigger ones. And then they got them right up to worms. Worms just don't get in apples, folks. And they knew all this, and they make fun of people, and they attack it. But it was well known. And that's why people, before we had non-toxic or less toxic dewormers, would just take arsenic, mercury, you name it. Again, so many presidents today would have a big old tumor. The doctors say, this isn't going to be feel very good. Take arsenic and take mercury. And they take it. And all of Jackson's teeth fell out from it, but he lived. So that's just one example. You look up Andrew Jackson. They have all of these amazing dewormers that are having in now major studies proving that it's being suppressed. And here's the CIA in 62 knowing it, but more importantly talking about we are all a liquid crystal. And we are a transceiver. That's in the document. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal. And they even give it a breakdown code of the molecule. Superconductivity. And they created systems to manipulate and control it at will. And how they were using ESP with it that we broadcast. What did Princeton come out with last week? They don't want you to know this, but you already know it. Let me show you some more. Here's the actual CIA document. Now, there's thousands of these clips. These are medical doctors, scientists everywhere for decades. And you can buy this dewormer online. I haven't thought about selling it. We should. We just won't make any claims. And everybody every year should, according to the scientist I talk to, should do a regimen of these. I've been doing the particular dewormer he talks about for about 5 years once a year. Just as a preventative. Because it kills any little nasties that are in there. There's herbal systems that get it out of the gut. But you got to take the stronger stuff for the full body. And yeah, if you've got worms in your brain and stuff, be ready to take off in a couple weeks. Because, you know, when they die in there, there's toxicity to that. They have little dead things in you. But it's better than up there, you having little meals. And they call those tumors. No, that's the area they've eaten. And yeah, they radiated. Oh, the tumor stopped growing. But now they fried your brain or your liver or your lung with a damn radiation beam. You don't need to shoot it with a particle beam. You got to kill the worm. The worms. Everybody knows you're in Texas, 5-6 deaths a year. Don't get in warm water above 95 degrees. You can see the amoebas swimming around it. People jump in the lake. One goes up the nose, starts replicating, eats your kid's brain. Well, it's the same thing. And every time the kids go to the hospital, they never save them because they're not trained to go after amoebas. They just put them on medication to lower the fever, and then the kid dies, and they go, oh, God, by the time the kid died, he had 1,000 amoebas in his brain, and they ate a huge piece out of the brain. But you go to an oncologist, they tell you, oh, this kid got 24-hour cancer, because they aren't trained to know about this. I'm going to finish up with this and go to Jimmy Dore on the other side. But there's a lot of things out there to mitigate this, and we're going to tell you about that when we come back. And then Jimmy Dore is with us for at least an hour and a half. Really appreciate him coming on with us. Stay with us. Feeds at Real Off Shows now and Rumble, the All Shows show. Please do it now. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operation, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Categories are, that's a globalist. Next up, 9/11. Followed by famous fentanyl overdose deaths. Then we've got It's a Man Baby. Finally, we've got What a Fag. Notice F-A-G is in quotations there. Don, we'll start with you.
Let's try fag for $400, Alex.
Harry Sisson, an online content creator.
What is a massive fucking faggot?
That's it. Don, you've got the board.
Let's go fag for 600, Alex.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
What is a total fag?
Oh, so close, but not quite there. Yes, Alex?
What is a raging faggot?
Raging indeed. Alex, go ahead and choose the next category.
Let's do famous fentanyl overdose deaths for 1,000.
Hey, that's not a real $20 bill. This random criminal became the face of a George Soros color revolution in 2020.
Who is St. Floyd?
I'm checking with the judges. And yes, St. Floyd or George Floyd both work here. Alex, next category, please.
Let's go with It's a Man Baby for 1,000.
Daily Double. Alex, what would you like to wager on this one?
So let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
This former First Lady is built like a linebacker, and many have suggested she is actually a he.
Oh, boy. Who is Big Mike?
Big Mike or Michelle Obama? Absolute pythons for arms and maybe one in her pants as well. Alex, you've got control. Go ahead.
Well, one of my favorite talk show hosts, one of my favorite comedians is right there on screen. Look at him. Jimmy Dore. There's only two men's saliva have ever been in my mouth. And I have had Jimmy Dore's saliva in my mouth, okay? I'm serious. We're going to tell that story in a minute. It was quite the time in Vegas in that hotel room. No, actually, he spit in my mouth in public. My mouth was open when he spit at me right in my mouth. But I forgive him. It's hilarious. We're going to go to Jimmy in a minute. He is handsome, though. Maybe. I've never kind of gone that way, but was it a come on? So seriously, we'll talk about Trump, all the insanity, World War III in a moment, but I'm behind. Let me finish this one point. We'll go to him. He was a little bit of the next hour. I really appreciate him. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain. And they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Colon cancer, worms. Worms. This is unbelievable. I remember my dad telling me back in the 80s, you know, he's a doctor. He was talking to their doctors. He said, no, a lot of this is these gay guys are all on meth and they're having hundreds of sex partners and they've got parasites. And I said, what's that mean? He goes, you don't want to know. They didn't want to tell these gay guys, hey, you got worms, dude. No, just we're going to let you die. Okay? So, yeah, you got a tumor. That's what the worms have eaten. But here's the last thing I'm going to say. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where they put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support. All right. Let me just hit this last video that I mentioned in association with all this. Here's a clip. Anti-parasitic medications working against cancers. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. The great Jimmy Dore joins us, one of my favorite comics, but definitely one of the best talk show hosts out there. I may not agree with everything he says, but God, does he say it well with his great co-host, JimmyDore.com. And I don't want to make this interview about him and I, and I get it, you know, everybody does what they do for whatever, but I've seen these videos of him and others. Someone address this right now and go to him. Saying, it's really funny how he did it. Jones just now, after all these bad things Trump did, just now turned against Trump. And then he said Fuentes just not turning against Trump. No, he didn't support him in the election. My point was, is that I was still saying overall Democrats are worse. And now Trump's trying to end the world with Lindsey Graham. So I'm now at a point where before I was like, well, it's better I'm holding my nose and opposing bad stuff he does. That was not me naively. You know, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, stop Kennedy. We're going to give liability protection to glyphosate and Roundup. Jimmy, I am screaming and yelling about every single bad thing Trump does. At the same time, I like him shutting down the border. I like him trying to stop war with Russia. But it's all negated with what he's doing now in Iran. Hopefully now he says he's back in office. He says his, now he knows his advisors are a bunch of lunatics. But, I mean, you can certainly get the lesser of two evil thing here. But just understand, I was not naive, my friend.
Oh, I mean, I haven't seen a bigger electoral fraud in since I've been covering politics in my life than the Donald Trump presidential campaign. It was, it's unbelievable, right? The whole thing was that he was the peace candidate. They were saying that for 4 years straight. Everybody, you know, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK, Trump himself, constantly. You know, I could play videos from now until next week of Trump saying how stupid it is to do Middle East wars, and we're not investing in our own country, and we're wasting trillions of dollars on all this stuff, and we should bring our troops home. And I've never seen anything like this. So, you know, what I started to say when Kurt and I covered lamenting over Trump and the Iran war was that I actually feel for you. You know, it's obvious that you are hoping. And that's what I was telling people. I go, I have hope. I don't have faith in Trump, but I have hope that what he campaigned on, he's going to do some of it. And he did do some, like he did close the border, which is kind of wild that you don't need to build a wall. Isn't that funny? It's like you just flip a switch and all of a sudden the border's closed. Isn't that amazing? You never needed a wall. So that's kind of amazing. So I'll give him props for that. No doubt, but everything else seems to be not working out.
Well, here's why I got a big problem. And I did see you had that proviso in, but it was really funny the way you put it. And devastating to me, but I just want to say not exactly accurate. I wasn't naive about it though. Here's the deal. He tried to do most of what he said the first term they blocked him. And he was pigheaded and actually tried to do it. Now, like you said, on almost every issue, he is violently doing a 180. So I'm having to get in the position now of, wow, if he continues down this path, he'll be worse than the Democrats soon. It is a violent breaking of promises. What do you think's behind this? And where do we go now?
Well, what I think behind this is he's completely controlled by Israel. That's what, and the stuff that he does that isn't controlled by Israel, it's controlled by Big Agra and Big Pharma, right? He just gave $35 billion to the makers of Ozempic, to give it to Americans, whereas RFK campaigned against it. He's giving us a shield just like they gave the vaccines. He's trying to give a shield to the people poisoning our food with glyphosate. RFK ran against that 100%. So he actually, they both ran against it, and they're doing that. So why do I think he's doing it? Those are the things. He's just a charlatan. He's the ultimate con man. I mean, his campaign was the ultimate con, Alex. You can't deny that. And not only from, you know, with Maha, the way he's given the finger to Maha and poked his finger in their eye constantly, but you know, where he was supposed to get rid of censorship in the era of free speech, and then he just brings in a whole new wokeness, but it's for DEI for Jewish students. It's kicking people out of the country. It's new hate crimes on campus for protecting Jewish students. You can't criticize Israel or Zionist. It's the craziest thing. So that's what I think is doing. Now, you've known this, right? So, I mean, what do you think, my question for you is, what do you think the leverage is? Because I heard you say that he's a controlled by Israel. What do you think the leverage is that Israel has on him?
Well, let's be really cynical here, because I do war game everything in my mind. And I was told by high-level people that Epstein is CIA, which would now know, running airfields, everything for decades, basically on the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller, his stand-in. So he was more powerful than I even knew. I'm not always right. He was more powerful than I thought. And I was told Trump's not going to go there because of national security. He is Mossad. He is MI6. He is CIA. At the highest level of spies, they're in all the groups. They're in all the Five Eyes. We now know he was connected to, you know, European intelligence. And so I was told it's going nowhere. This is going to be shut down. Well, it's a victory. We forced so much out. It's devastating. So it's another populist victory that Congress did that. And so I understood why it was happening. I didn't agree with it. But wargaming this, he would either release it all, bring down the deep state, or try to hold it back and use it to blackmail them. Because from all my research, there was no criminal stuff with Trump in there, but he then joined the conspiracy and then got Bongino and Patel because they thought, oh, they'll believe them, they're podcasters, to come out and try to sell us the Trojan horse. And then you really want to get cynical, this is what it is. You keep your enemies closer. He brings in Kennedy, he brings in everybody to map out what we want, try to control the opposition. Democrats years ago tried to buy me off, so that's what they do. And they haven't bought Kennedy off. It was get Kennedy close so they could watch him. And then Trump gets all the data on the political structure he didn't really understand, which he admits. And then now he's using it with Lednick's kid and all of the other kids to then blackmail the system. And he's using it to become basically the new deep state. And I think that's basically what's going on. So you want the dark side of it. I'll just say it's not a war game. That's actually, I think, what's happening. And so Trump was like, I wanted to have prosperity, fix this, turn around. Oh, you guys want to play dirty? I'll be dirtier than you. And so he's become Darth Vader. And that's, Jimmy, I don't think that's speculation now.
But I mean, if he's the one, are you saying that Trump is actually the one pulling the strings on people like Lutnick and the deep state and not the other way around? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, before, let's say Trump is a quick study. He's an expert on things he studies. And I, what I'm saying is you bring in Kennedy to put Big Pharma in deep trouble. And you go in and you're going to reform, and Doge goes and finds all the corruption. And as soon as you give them the information, Trump goes, okay, go away, Elon. Okay, we're going to sideline you, Kennedy. And then now they all come and kiss his ass and make deals for him. Suddenly his wealth and his kids' wealth all triple, and now everything's okay. So Trump realized, I'm not going to beat these people long term. So he's like, well, I'm not going to be able to be the turnaround guy. It's more corrupt than I thought. Then he listened to some really evil advisors. They said, look, just come in and take it over. So instead of getting rid of the globalist New World Order, he's creating a new World Order.
I mean, he's obviously working with, if not the entire deep state, a faction of the deep state. And it seems to me that there are factions of the deep state. There's like the CIA and then the military intelligence, and they have their own kind of warring factions. And, but it doesn't make sense to me that he's actually the one pulling the strings and he's the one blackmailing them. So him and his kids made money, but what is he using it for any policy that he wants to get in? His whole thing was no foreign wars, and he was going to bring American prosperity.
No, that points towards Israeli blackmail. I'm simply saying, on your question of why is he bringing in, he brings in Kennedy and all that to then get all the dirt and put the deep state in a bad position. And then each time, as soon as they're about to be shut down, he shuts down the investigation. Then they all run kissing his ass. You see what's happening there?
Oh, okay. I see your point.
But I'm not saying he's succeeded in what he's attempting, but looking at this, I was concerned that would always be an option. But separate from that, on the war, it's pure manipulation. I was worried when he had success in Venezuela so far that would embolden him. And it did. Now they admit cabinet meetings. He's like, I'm invincible. I'm unstoppable. I've talked to people in these meetings. I mean, Trump is, I mean, let's just say it's megalomania. And so it's dangerous. And that's why we've got to slap it down, explain it's BS. A lot of his advisors told him don't go in. Now he's pulling back as he sees, and that's good. He's, you know, the megalomania is wearing off. But now we've got a bull in a china shop to deal with. All the cliches the Democrats said we had before, there, it's now here.
So, do you think there's a possibility that Donald Trump is actually believing what people tell him around him? Like, I remember when he lost that Supreme Court case over the immigration early on, 9-0, and I'm watching on television, and Stephen Miller says that Trump, they ruled in Trump's favor 9-0. So I think he believing the polls that they say, oh no, everybody's behind you on the war is very popular. You're doing good. I think that he's literally believing that kind of stuff and the people behind him. I think he's in an information bubble and he doesn't know just how unpopular
he's totally bubble wrapped. And he thinks he's manipulating the deep state. They're manipulating him. I wasn't saying he's actually doing it. I'm saying he's trying. But
right.
Let me lay this on you. I know you covered it, so you know about it. Lutnick has his two sons running Counter Fitzgerald, the same ones they made record bets on 9/11 of United American and made out like bandits. He buys up all of the insurance that the people were willing to sell on the Trump tariffs, that if the tariffs got reversed, they would pay out on it. It's $178 million. So they bought those at 30% of what they were worth. They then get caught doing it. Lutnick writes the executive order that even Gorsuch told Trump and others, this is written wrong. You would have won this. The executive order is written wrong. Here's how you should write it the next time. And then Lutnick's out there saying, oh, no, the insurance will never get paid. It's a conspiracy theory. We're going to win this 100%, knowing it would fail the Supreme Court, and then he makes billions. That is an example of how Trump is being manipulated, or maybe Trump's in on it. I don't know.
Well, it's obvious that, you know, Lutnick is a criminal. It's obvious that if you look into why he didn't show up at 9/11. He said it was because he had to take his kid to school that day. But his kid's school actually started 2 days earlier, so it wasn't like he had to take his kid for the first day. It was so, anyway, and there's lots of, you know, speculation about him. Yeah, he certainly did create a crisis. So they create a crisis with these tariffs, and then he sells the solution to those people. Oh, I got the solution. You're going to lose. So I'll come in and buy these bad bets for you. Yeah, I mean, it's 100% corrupt, but now that the scales have fallen from your eyes over Trump, where do we go from here? Is electoral politics dead? Because it seems dead to me.
Well, listen, it's like, not that the scales fell. I knew the system really came after me for supporting him. There was some bad, but a lot of good. Now the good is going away, and I just want people to know we're the populist movement beyond left or right. It's happening. It's the fourth turning. Don't get demoralized and give up politically just because Trump finally, you know, got a brain worm or whatever, and put pressure on Trump to get back on the straight and narrow. Now he's like, oh, looks like we're going to end the war right away. Yeah, because your advisors lied to you. So I'm just saying, I saw Trump as a lesser of two evils. And now, if he continues down this road, he becomes the enemy, number one. Does that make sense?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, he is like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on steroids when it comes to foreign policy right now. That's for sure. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris was too dumb to try to out rhetoric him and get to the left of him. She let Donald Trump get to his left campaign wise. And then she's in the middle of funding a genocide and she said she wouldn't do anything different. So it was obvious that's their fault. They campaigned horribly. Donald Trump campaigned brilliantly in a sense, even though he didn't mean any of it. And so he was not always the enemy because it seems like he had this in the plan all along. So yeah, so he's definitely the enemy. No doubt about it. He's doing things that nobody, did you imagine he was going to start World War III? Cause that's actually what this is and what's going to happen right now. And I can't believe this isn't the headline in every newspaper and in every newscast is that they're going to crash the stock market and that's going to crash our economy. Because the Gulf states can't export oil right now, and so they're the one propping up our stock market through their investments in all our AI companies, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And as soon as that's gone, our stock market crashes, our economy crashes, our petrol dollar might be going away. This is way worse than anybody could have imagined. And their idea to balkanize Iran the way we did to Syria is a big mistake. It's bad for us. And I just can't understand how Donald Trump didn't know that this was going to happen. There's going to be no good that comes from this. And it's way worse than people think. And it's most likely going to crash our economy, most likely going to crash our stock market if they don't stop immediately. And it doesn't seem like he's going to stop. I mean, I covered it yesterday on my show. I hope he is serious about wanting to end the war, but I think he's going to do whatever Benjamin Netanyahu wants to do, just like he has been doing. And again, so what do you think is the control mechanism? What is the blackmail or what is the leverage that Israel has? What is
it? Stay there, Jimmy Dore. We can only speculate. I've got some good ideas. One of your ideas as well. This is amazing. Jimmy Dore is our guest. You can find him at JimmyDore.com. JimmyDore.com. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, ultimate burn, life force CMOS, methylene blue tincture and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Jimmy Dore Show, jimmydore.com. Find him on X, you name it. Basically on 7 days a week like we are. I'm going to go on his show very soon. Big fan. Big fan. Very entertaining, very smart. All right. I said I don't know the answer. I do know why. Okay? And every time I talk about other interests, people obsessed with Israel say I'm coming from Israel. No. It's like if five guys rob a bank, they're all five guilty. Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states... We always hear from the Trump supporters that if we're against the war, we're on the Qatari payroll or we're on the, you know, UAE or we're BS. I've got zero money from those people. Never heard from them. Had Republicans try to buy me off. Had Democrats try to buy me off. But that's it. The Saudi Arabians are just flooding his family with money. The other Gulf states are buying all their crap coins. I mean, it's just open season. And it's not illegal to sell crap coins and meme coins, but to have, you know, sheiks put billions of dollars into them, and then, you know, the kids all get $300 million, $400 million apiece. I don't just mean Trump's kids. The entire cabinet's kids are cashing in. Saudi Arabia wanted this. And Saudi Arabia, you know, Trump has said, no, go ahead, do it. Their arch enemy is the Shiites. I think the Muslims hate the West. They really hate each other even more. And then you've got, obviously, Adelson and the Israeli lobby and all that, but they weren't able to get him to do it first go-round. You got Netanyahu, but you've got the head of CENTCOM, who's this big war hero, who's basically a Christian Zionist, and he's convinced Trump. A bunch of his advisors told him it was a bad idea. The chairman leaked a week before the intelligence report from Gabbard. This is a really bad idea. And Trump really believed he was high, like a gambler at 3 a.m. in Vegas, on Venezuela going well, that he thought he was going to run the tables, and he really thought they were going to fall. So first it's regime change, and then now it's, well, we're going to bomb him for 20 years if we need to, and or I'll obliterate your whole country. Now he sees the market. Now he sees the French go in to try to, you know, just by being there, hoping, you know, both sides don't seal the Strait of Hormuz. And Trump sees the stock market having problems, energy exploding. And then Susie Wiles is in the news, you know, screaming at cabinet meetings, we don't know why oil's up. We got to get it down. Well, what do you think was going to happen? So Trump's now listening to people like Eric Prince, who couldn't believe Trump did this. It's so bad with all the ramifications as we see unfolding. So I think Trump, through his ego, we know. I mean, Lindsey Graham's bragged about it. I said, sir, you're going to be the hero, the new Teddy Roosevelt. You've got to do this. And so it really is about stroking Trump's ego. Now, enough of me, Jimmy. You're asking me questions. I'll interview Jimmy Dore. You've got the floor.
No, so it just sounds to me like, because I had heard you say on the clip that we covered that Donald Trump is controlled by Israel. So now it seems like you're switching and saying it was Saudi Arabia that wanted this war?
No.
Okay, I can't follow.
You have large sections of the military-industrial complex want it. You have Christian Zionists that want it. You have Israel that wants it. And Saudi Arabia wants it.
And why would they want it?
Because Iran is their big enemy.
Yeah, but right now they're getting wiped out, right? And they could easily attack their desalinization plants, and then that would wipe out their water, which is what they're trying to do to Iran right now, which is a war crime. You're not supposed to do it, but that's beside the point. But Iran was easily wiped out our military bases in Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Bahrain, and now the Saudi Arabians are complaining that the United States is not using our military to protect them. We're using our military to protect Israel. So they've woken up to the fact that even though they put American military bases in their country, it doesn't mean that we're going to protect them, because we're not protecting
them. Sure. You were asking me why you thought Trump did it. And it was because the majority of groups and people around him, including his advisors that weren't military, told him to do it. Most of the military told him not to. The question of why he do it was the final piece in the New York Times of that headline, was Saudi Arabia putting pressure. I'm not saying Saudi Arabia runs the agenda. I'm saying that final piece. 100% Israel is the ringmaster, is the leader of the circus. So no, I'm not. I was trying to give you the consortium of why he went with it. And I'm saying Saudi Arabia and others were the last little piece.
Oh, okay. That's news to me. I did not know that Saudi Arabia was on board with this.
And now they're certainly having second thoughts, because even as the White House said, wow, Iran had more missiles than we thought.
Yeah, it was easy for them to overwhelm with the drones that fly low and made out of balsa wood instead of metal. And so they got through the Iron Dome pretty easily. And we're going to go bankrupt because it costs millions and millions of dollars to shoot down one $30,000 drone from them. So, and we're running out of those, Thad missiles and the Patriot missile. So we're in trouble, right? And we're pulling in military arsenals from South Korea, from Ukraine. It's a disaster. And no, I don't think anybody's telling Trump that it's a disaster, but this is obvious that, he's being run by Israel. He's being run by Netanyahu, and they've got something on him, and they still haven't released 3 million of the Epstein files. So we don't know what's in there on Donald Trump. And a lot of people speculated that it was Benjamin Netanyahu that leaked to the New York Times the birthday card that he sent to Jeffrey Epstein. And that was to let him know we can do this at any moment, and you better go along with our Iran plan. So he definitely did go. They've admitted it. You know, everybody saw Marco Rubio admit the reason why we did this was because Israel is leading us and we had to do it. So anyway, here we are. And what, you know, the big question is what happens next. And I don't think people realize. Do you think Trump realizes that the Gulf states are not going to keep investing hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars into the United States stock market, and that's going to crush our economy? It seems like he doesn't get this.
Well, more than that, when you have all these Gulf states that are these big investment areas, people are scared to be there now. That's why Iran hit them. So that's already sent shockwaves through to put pressure on Trump. And then now he finally gets it, which, again, he was told by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, this will probably happen. You're not going to remove the regime. Very low probability of success. And then that got leaked, you know, right before. And then now they released, you know, part of the document a few days ago that Tulsi Gabbard did her job. You know, she didn't say it publicly, but they gave him a report saying, don't do this. And Trump listened to Netanyahu. Now they say he's furious at Netanyahu for blowing up Iran's oil because he's told Iran, don't blow up our oil. I mean, what does Trump think? So I totally agree. Israel is driving the train. They're the conductor. Netanyahu doesn't even think about anybody else's interest, not even Israel's. He thinks about his own interest. He's a war criminal. He's indicted. He needs this to go forever. He's a megalomaniac. And they admit Israel went to attack first. That's confirmed to drag us into it. And we literally have Israel leading us around by the nose. And every cliche, every stereotype has now come true. And you've got to be saying eight front war. We're going to censor anybody in America that isn't for this. And all I want Netanyahu to do is stop trying to start World War III. So Trump said last night, we're going to wind it down. We're going to end it. Hopefully that's the case. Here's what I'm concerned about, Jimmy. And I said this 10 days ago when it started. I said, if Iran thinks they're going down, they'll activate their sleeper cells that are real. They have real Hezbollah. But I said, also, if the deep state thinks Trump isn't going far enough, or the Israelis, they could stage terror attacks and say Iran did it. Well, now the White House says the order has been made. They got the code. The Iranians are launching terror attacks. So when these happen, we have to look at it. Was it Iran or was it Israel or some black op group? Jimmy Dore.
I predicted that on the show yesterday that look out for false flags. That's their MO. Right now we've already caught Israel. So it was Israel that bombed the oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. They wanted everybody to think it was Iran. Israel bombing Turkey. Israel had Mossad, according to Tucker Carlson, had agents inside of Qatar looking to blow stuff up inside of Qatar. So they're all supposed to be on the same side. That's what they thought. They thought they were all on the same side, and they're not on the same side. Israel wants the Gulf states to fail. They want them wiped out. They want Iran to attack them, which they have. And so Israel is the cancer. It's always been the cancer. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, you've been saying for 20 years that our country's run by compromised blackmailed PDF files. Do you feel vindicated now that it's true? And why do you think Trump won't release those extra 3 million files if there's nothing in there that is incriminating to him?
Well, as I said when you first came on, because the CIA, Mossad, MI6 run those files and run pedophilia and run the finders. I mean, I had Ted Gunderson, who was the head of the FBI in L.A. He ran COINTELPRO. He apologized for it later. They tapped him to replace J. Edgar Hoover. That's how big he was. And he didn't know any of this until he retired to make more money as a security company head and found out that Hollywood was run by devil-worshipping, blood-drinking pedophiles. And he couldn't even believe it. And he found out the CIA had a big compound making snuff films with kids in D.C. He got it raided, but then they shut it down. I mean, it was the Franklin cover-up. I interviewed John DeCamp, who was CIA, Operation Phoenix in Vietnam, not some cream puff. He found out about it and blew the whistle. So I got to have, like, the OGs of this, you know. And now they've declassified a lot of what Gunderson told me. So Gunderson said they have auctions of little kids under Las Vegas. They fly them around, you know, through the UN. And he was saying this like 30-something years ago. A decade later, it kind of, the mainstream media did its job for a while. Report on the UN, child trafficking, DynCorp, Halliburton. There's famous hearings in Congress where they're caught shipping, you know, millions of women and children. And Rumsfeld says, well, they paid a fine. You know, they were in a penalty box for years. So, I mean, it's not like I came up with this or I was psychic. I had like respected people. And then I talked to other people, like the head of Air Force Weapons Development, you know, General Parton. He'd say, no, it's dead on. They're satanic pedophiles, blah, blah, blah. And they would tell me the stories about they find satanic nest on the bases and infiltrating. And just, it's like, It's crazy. But it's a test. It's like MS-13 has devolved the point. The CIA helped kind of set it up under Clinton. To become a made member, you got to sacrifice a kid and carve a pentagram in them. It's like a rite of passage. So if somebody will rape and murder kids, they'll do anything. So it's like the price of admission. So you can say as an atheist, oh, it's just, what's the most evil thing? Well, be the devil. So they're choosing to be the devil archetypally, or God's real, which I know and believe, and this is a manifestation of it. Regardless, it's here, it's real, and people that never get tired of a nice steak or a sunset, or listening to beautiful music or whatever, we're satisfied. We're like, you want to rape kids? You want to get pentagrams? You want to blow countries up? These people are sick, Jimmy, and they're missing something. And so, yes, evil is real. We're now discovering the age of being naive is over. We are discovering that the devil, whether it's spiritual or a manifestation or an archetype, Carl Jung, it's real. Whatever you want to call it, the devil's real.
So wasn't Trump supposed to go in and expose this stuff? Wasn't he supposed to go in and expose that class? Instead, he's covering up for them. And if it's not because of him having something in those extra 3 million files, then I don't know what it is. It seems like they got him. They certainly got him. Israel's got him. And so I don't know what it is then if it's not that. He's supposed to be the head of the CIA. He's supposed to be the head of the FBI and the NSA. They're supposed to work for him, not the other way around. But it seems like what you're saying is it's the other way around. They're controlling the Epstein files, which means they're controlling Trump. He can't do anything. He's not the boss. And so Trump has bosses. Well, it's obvious he has handlers, and he does have bosses to people like me. But
what happens is even when he gives orders, they say yes, sir, and never do it. I mean, they just killed the auto pit investigation.
Again, he's supposed to be the boss. We know that happened in Syria when he wanted the troops pulled out, and they lied to him and said they did in his first term, and they didn't pull out the troops that they said they were.
Remember Harry Reid saying give him fake intelligence briefings, and later it came out John Bolton gave him fake intelligence briefings.
Yeah, but are you upset at, I know that you don't agree, who do you think killed Charlie Kirk, do you think it was Tyler Robinson in the FBI story, or what do you think is going on?
Yeah, I noticed that's when you guys started kind of going against me some, just because the way it all boiled down is...
Alex, here's the thing, this story seems like it's right up your alley, because no matter where you put your attention into the Charlie Kirk assassination or TPUSA or Erica Kirk, there's a million things that don't make sense and stand out as red flags, so it seems like it would be right up your alley. And so you've seen the speculation, people think that somehow you've been compromised because you're not your old you. So what we want to go, what happened to the old Alex? We want the old Alex back. And so that's, what do you say to those people when they say that?
Well, you've asked me questions, and I've done big gestalts from different angles, of the different pieces. And you can look at each piece, take out of context, say something that I didn't say. I don't believe that a 30-06 goes into your neck and bounces back out. Okay? I don't believe the official story. You've got the famous disruptor operative down there saying, I shot him, so that, quote, the guy could get away. You have all the weirdness swirling around. You have Kash Patel that I broke in an argument with Tulsi Gabbard like 6 days after he's dead, saying we're not looking at foreign involvement or accomplices. And you've got on its face all the trans people saying he'll be dead tomorrow. Watch. They won't even question them. So obviously there's a cover-up. Then if you're going to investigate the cover-up, you have to then go after real stuff. Like when we got the Podesta files in the WikiLeaks in 2016, and it was, we're delivering the 7-year-old, 9-year-old, and 11-year-old for your pleasure in the hot tub, Mr. Podesta, and it's a company that literally rents kids for parties, and they can hide it. So then the CNN focused on 4chan and 8chan, saying a pizza place is where they were doing it. That was a diversion, even though some people involved there were, in the orbit of that, from what was happening in New York and other states. So then everybody's telling me, go look at Fort Huachuca and go look at this guy, Mitch Snow. And he's a known con man, video of him attacking his wife with a hammer. He says she did. You don't have 12 colonels in a meeting the day before, and we're going to kill Charlie tomorrow. It's not how it works. So So, I mean, in the military, they're actually killing us by the hand somebody a file. He's like an army captain or somebody. So the point was, I was saying to Candace, I said, you're being set up with disinfo to discredit the investigation. And then they all turned around and said, you're funded by, you know, whoever, the Israelis. So then I got a little bit pissed about it. And so that was my point is, obviously, you've got Erica Kirk with the fake crying and just all of it. There's something's going on there. But then to say, you know, then all this other stuff, and then I go, like the Egyptian planes. We went, other people went and bought the data, looked at it. What wasn't accurate? I said, hey, this isn't accurate. Notice we've never got the Egyptian plane data that was going to be published. So it's not saying, I'm saying disinfo gets put out. I'm not saying Candace is doing this on purpose to discredit the real stuff that's there. Does that make sense?
I mean, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you know, there was obviously a coordinated op against Candace Owens to try to create, you know, paint a picture and create, and to disparage and smear her character. And
yeah, that came later.
Saying, hey,
that came later. The people didn't pay to call her a demon or whatever. I don't even know that's true. I don't normally infight, and I wasn't infighting there. I had everybody in the street and telling me, look at the Egyptian planes, look at this Mitch Snow guy. I go look him up. The man's a historic con man. I just go, this isn't right. Like, there's all this real stuff. I don't have to buy everything that's then put out. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to believe Mitch Snow to believe there's a cover up and something. But it's also interesting that Erica Kerr can't tell us where she was. When she was supposedly at Camp Huachuca, she hasn't provided any of that evidence. And so,
Jimmy, you know, they don't have 12 colonels in a skiff planning his murder the day before. It just is not how it works.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know how it
works.
Have
you ever seen Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, long time ago.
Okay. Well, they did decades of research to make that. That's exactly how the Army assassinates somebody. They won't even say kill Colonel Kurtz. Okay. You don't have 12 people in the room, much less 12 colonels. They don't have 12. Okay. They don't probably have 12 colonels in the Army that do domestic killing. Okay.
So okay.
I'm just telling you, like, so, it doesn't work like that.
So you don't think Candace Owens is crazy or anything. You just think that maybe, or she's evil, or you just think that maybe on this one, lead, which was Mitch Snow and Camp Huachuca, you think that she was given bad information because
sure, you remember all the Gotti recordings. They had to put microphones outside to get him. Like, oh, I need to take care of him. He needs to go away. You know, it's like in Yellowstone, they go, take him to the train station. No one says kill someone. Okay. In Senate reports, you don't have 12 colonels and they're all meeting to plan an assassination the next day. It's bonker town.
But it did, you know, that they're over the top, freak out over the assertion about Camp Huachuca is suspicious, right? And there's, and now we know that Erica Kirk and Harpal have these connections to Camp Huachuca. There's all these kind of weird connections to Camp Huachuca. And so that was really a red flag when they freaked out over that, way too much. If it was nothing, why would they care? And why wouldn't Erica be able to tell us where she was on the 8th and 9th? So I think there's something to that.
I mean,
that
she released photos. They said they weren't real. I mean, you can't ever satisfy that stuff.
Listen, the metadata didn't match up. So
let's be clear. I'm not involved with TPUSA. I've been to a few other events spoke. I'm not being paid. I didn't even bring this up. I shouldn't even have got into it. Fine. Mitch knows God. 12 colonels. She was there. Hell, Erica Kirk pulled the trigger. She killed him. Just boom. Move on. Candace Owens is God. Candace Owens said, you know, ice melts at 30 degrees and it didn't melt. And her people told me, no, ice does melt at 30 degrees. Fine. Ice melts 30 degrees. Okay. No longer 32. Whatever she says, Jimmy, she's God. Done. Boom. Cause I'm not the apologist for TPUSA. I'm not involved. Fine. They did it. They killed him. Boom. Move on. Because I'm serious. They murdered him. I mean, I just, to me, it just,
I know is they've all been lying nonstop. Right. So they've all been lying from the chief of his security team to the pastors surrounding him, to his team who are now hosting his show under his name. They've even gone so far as to say that Charlie would support the war once it started. I mean, these guys, those are the biggest bunch of used car salesmen, liars, charlatans self-dealers I've ever seen in my life. And if you look at Wolves of Finance, he's uncovered all this financial shenanigans that they were doing with their shell companies and sending millions of dollars to a UPS mailbox and calling it a company. And so there's all kinds of stuff that was happening. Those guys are criminal liars and charlatans, and it's very obvious. So,
Here's the deal. I didn't like having to spend my time while we got them getting ready to World War III and all this, focusing on every little minutia about this. I got irritated. Let me tell you, where I burrowed in, Jimmy, into their stories about them, it wasn't accurate. Of course, I was joking saying they did it. I'm just sick of it. I've moved on. People can believe whatever they want. But here's the thing. This company has a P.O. box. We don't say where our location is. Those corporations. I'm not even defending that, but my point is that we hear all this stuff, and I'm telling you, before you say that stuff, you should run that down, because I can't believe how much stuff I run down, and I couldn't believe that when I tried to say, hey, I ran this down, it's not right. People didn't want to hear it. So I'm like, hey, you want Barabbas? You got it. I wash my hands. I'm not talking about Candace Owens. Ice melts at 30 degrees. It's true. Anything she says is accurate. Word of God. I'm serious. Like, word of God. Anything she says, I'm for it. Done. Fort Huachuca. Mitch knows a great guy. His wife attacked him with a hammer. I agree with it all. I'm done.
You understand.
No, you understand. She is God. I'm serious. Like they say, ex Catherine, the Pope from his throne is the word of God. No, the word of God is Candace Owens. I'm done. I support her. She's God. Everything she says is true. Mitch Snow is like the archangel Michael, and his farts are like the truth. Like, he says it, I bow. That's it. Period.
So you understand why people, you know, have questions about how it seemed like a story that would be right up your alley, and you went the other way. You understand that, and that people. So they're wondering, like, okay, so you got that. We all feel for you with that BS billion-dollar lawsuit that you lost, and that was horrible. And so now people are thinking, oh my God, how is he making his money, and is he being compromised now because he's got that billion-dollar judgment over his head? And so that's the big question. I think it would go a long way if you could help people understand what the answers are.
Well, I mean, obviously, I got $1.5 billion from Fort Huachuca. I pulled the trigger. No, seriously, I killed Charlie.
Come on, Alan.
I did it.
I killed him.
We'll come right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'm dodging for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
answer Jimmy Dore's question. Whatever is said in this case, because of how synthetic and fake Erica Kirk looks, is in a fact. And I saw the talking point he put out. Jones has $1.5 billion judgment. He's only on air because he sold out. Okay, fine. That's what it is. No, I have appeals. I have been battling them and in huge lawsuits, and I've been audited, and my finances have been published in bankruptcy, and I drive a modest car and live in a nice house, but modest, and I don't have any money. And quite frankly, Jimmy, we close. I haven't really announced this yet. We close finally, funny enough, on tax day, April 15th. The Texas receiver has finally gotten through our legal stuff, blocked our lawyers, is not paying for the power bills, the internet. So the agreement came through this morning. They're going to, quote, do a wind down and be friendly and let us go to the 15th. So we're going to close. So that's our big Wachuca money. So why is Jones still there? Because I'm fighting. I'm battling. The fact that I've survived and been the first guy to really put anti-New World Order on the map is the fact that I'm bad. And then I go look up the Egyptian planes and the information's super inaccurate. And I say, hey, you're being set up with this. And she says, for months, I'm going to release it. Courts didn't. The Mitch Snow guy, I go look into him. The guy is like an ultra super insane con man they should make a movie about, like Catch Me If You Can. And people are like, oh, you're covering up for this and that. I'm like, no, Cash Patel's covering up accomplices. I believe there's a cover-up. I'm just simply looking at this and fine. Like I said, water, ice melts at 30 degrees. But I saw other people point out she was wrong about that. They got attacked. I mentioned it got attacked. Fine, it melts at 30. Whatever she says, she can suspend gravity. Okay, so I mean, I didn't bring this up. In fact, it's like mental illness. I had to stay away from it. I just because I was like, well, let me check this. God, these Egyptian planes. Well, that's not true, not true. And like, you're whatever. And now I'm magically being paid by people. That's why we're on air. No, we're in court battles. Our listeners buy products at thealexjonesstore.com. That's all a fact, but that doesn't matter because you can just say the innuendo, and you guys are now the good guys, and I'm the bad guy. So fine, I was paid directly by what's her name? Erica Kirk to kill Charlie, and I did it for Israel under direct orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. And they paid off my $1.5 billion debt, in the fake Sandy Hook cases, and everything's fine now, Jimmy. So I confess there. You got me. You're like, Perry Mason. You got me to finally, you know, you can't handle the truth. And now I admit it. So is that good? Am I square with you?
No, Alex, everybody has a lot of affection for you and but
I killed Charlie.
And, you know, and so, I don't think it's crazy for people to have those questions and wonder, and why isn't Alex Jones leading the charge on this cover up? That would be right in your wheelhouse, that you would be one exposing all the lies and all the stuff. And yeah, maybe she's wrong about this, or may, you know, that's how, and
I specifically broke the Cash Patel was covering up accomplices.
Okay.
But no one cares about that.
Okay. I mean, this is your stance. I wish you well with it. But I think that the key, it's a big deal to find out why Donald Trump's administration is covering up for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I didn't think that connects to the Iranian war.
You say it. What is, directly. Hold on. We got to go to break for 1 minute and join stations, but what is my stance? I want to hear what my stance is.
No, you're saying that there's a cover up, but you're kind of being patronizing to Candace Owens' claims, and maybe she's wrong about one or two. You know, that's how investigations go. If you follow a lead, if it doesn't go anywhere, good. You had to follow it to see if it went.
And my first video to her was this Egyptian plane, and though we ran, it's not accurate. And I got response back from her surrogates that I am on the Israeli payroll. So I'm a little upset about that.
Well, you know, Tucker Carlson, I know Tucker Carlson said he could confirm the Egyptian plane. So, you know,
we'll come right back in 60 seconds. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, shifting gears out of the TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk, Quagmire. Let's actually go to Charlie Kirk. I got a clip here of Charlie Kirk talking about how horrible Lindsey Graham is. It's clip 21 I had on my list today. And yes, I get it that he was being bullied by the Israel lobby. He was a moral man. He was breaking with them. He called me a few times about a month before he was killed. And he was so nice, I thought it was sarcastic. He even called me sometimes, but not a few times a year. He's like, man, thank you for exposing Epstein. Thank you for pushing the White House. Where they're going for full release. We really appreciate you. You're just so wonderful, you know, such and such. We want to get you at our events. Alex, I'm so proud of you. Can I pray for you? You know, I saw you at that one event. You were drinking too much. Looks like you lost weight. You're not drinking. Oh, God, Jesus loves you so much. Not a fake Christian. I mean, I'm like, God, I'm talking to a preacher. I mean, yes, sir, that's great. Thank you. And then he called me another time about something else. But the point was is that it was me putting pressure on Trump. He thought that was good. He said, yeah, keep doing that. It's having an effect, which I knew. So definitely they knew he was powerful. Definitely they knew he wasn't going to support total war with Iran. And I guess in the calculus, you could say that Israel could be a main suspect in it. I simply said that up front saying Israel did it when I thought there was other involvement to cover up was jumping the gun. If we think there's other involvement, let's find out investigation. Because that's what I do. Because there's always been this fetish that I work for Israel. I've not been to Israel. I've never gotten money from Israel. I expose Israel and bad things Israel does. So it's just ridiculous. But it's just a way to take an OG and say you're better than them to say that. So that's where that came from. And then a few things I said, hey, we looked into this, it's not accurate. I got attacked. So then, you know, I kind of got pissed off about that. And in hindsight, you can't argue with this type of, you know, fight, especially when you've got all the anomalies and things. I get people concerned about the anomalies. So that's why I haven't talked about it. I've just moved on. People can believe whatever they want. I'm trying to stop World War III. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if we could stop World War III, that would be a big deal. Do you have any theories on who actually killed him?
I mean, the Democrats, and there is a trans shooter movement, said we're going to kill Charlie Kirk. They had a song about it in the town. A bunch of people said he's going to be dead tomorrow. Cash Patel killed investigations into that. And so I think they're suspects. I think you could say that. You could say if people try to claim internally TPUSA, you know, because he was might have been investigating things. I mean, it's all my point is I'm glad to investigate. I just like a witch hunt where we say who's guilty up front. You could.
They're definitely guilty of covering stuff up, but it's obvious that Cash Patel and the Trump administration is covering. They're not even investigating stuff. And TPUSA has been caught in myriad lies. So they're, and you only lie if you're covering something up. So they're guilty of definitely covering something up. So I think the focus should definitely be on the people who we know are lying.
Yeah. So listen, you got, we cover it. You're covering it right now. To me, it gives me a headache because then I have to accept every new crazy thing that like, oh, Candace is like, to Mitch Snow, was this person here? Yes. Was this person here? You give it to him and he's like the oracle. Here's the deal. I have people say it doesn't matter if he's a convicted con man. It doesn't matter if he lied about the hammer attack. It doesn't matter. We've got to believe him. He was at Huachuca. But no one ever said he wasn't at Huachuca. I just can't do it. I just can't. I can't like buy into that. And I'm told like you must buy into this. And so I'm like, no, I'm not buying into that. So I'm bad. So great. I'm bad. I killed him for Israel. Netanyahu paid me $10 million. I killed Charlie Kirk. Just it's case solved. I mean, that's my only point is I just can't endorse this dude. I'm like, here he is, hammer attacking, arrested, convicted, not letting her leave of what he said she did in a podcast. This guy's a liar, and I'm bad. Fine. His wife attacked him with a hammer. She killed him with it. Fine. He's God. I agree. Bitch knows God. I give up. People want to believe it? Great. It's all true. Just move on. Believe it. Everything else.
Okay, I mean, I don't think the investigation hinges on Mitch Snow's testimony.
No, he's old, he's good, he's right. It's all true. I'm wrong. I'm done. That's it. That's it. I can't fix mental illness. I can't get people to hear, see reality. It's a separate deal. Of course, there's a cover up of Kirk. I've been saying that with real information. People don't want real information.
Do you think there's a possibility that there was military intelligence involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination?
I mean, that could be. It just doesn't happen with 12 colonels the day before at Fort Huachuca.
Okay. I mean, you know, the maroon t-shirt thing, there's so many crazy things that happen. They don't have anybody watching. The security team doesn't have anybody watching the roofs. They all get caught lying about what they were doing security wise, that there was a drone, there isn't a drone.
That's because they're protecting me.
It's just nuts, right? And so it just seems like.
And so TPUSA killed him. I agree. And they hired me to do it. So just, you win.
I mean, this doesn't sound like Alex Jones. That's what people are saying.
The TPUSA killed him. It's Alex Jones.
Okay.
I mean, don't you all understand? Right, like I'm done with it. I'm not debating it. You guys believe whatever you want. I'm not involved in it.
And you're done with it because, I mean, the biggest assassination in a generation happening live, and the federal government is covering it up, according to you.
No one cares about me breaking the Cash Patel order to cover up of accomplices. Nobody cares about the real stuff I put out. They just want to talk about, you know, stuff that isn't real. So I'm just like, enjoy yourselves. It's like the only way to not be insane is not engage in it.
So you don't have to talk about that stuff. Why wouldn't you talk about the other stuff? Why wouldn't you have, I'm sure you have your own suspicions about the case. Anyway, I really don't want to get into a back and forth. You don't want to talk
here's
about
the back
it.
And forth. I see every day without even looking. Alex Jones won't talk about the USS Liberty. Alex Jones won't talk about the private Federal Reserve. What are they talking about? I make films, talk about it all the time. So it's this weird thing.
I don't know. I know you talk about that stuff. I mean, information you gave on 9/11 was unbelievable. I mean, that's the whole thing. You've been on a lot of stuff, and so that's why the people have questions. Anyway, I've said this about a lot of people. You can cover what you want to cover. You can't cover everything. It's just people would wish that you would follow through in a big way on your suspicions and help everybody crack the case on who actually killed Charlie.
Case isn't, you know, giving hundreds of thousands of dollars in a GoFundMe to a known supercon.
I wouldn't make that the focus, but.
Well, they did though. They said, hang your hat on Egyptian planes. Hang your hat on Mitch Snow. I went and spent a lot of time and said, this is bullshit. And then I'm involved. No, I'm not. And it's mental illness. So I'm like, listen, you guys knock yourselves out with your investigations. And you do it all day long. I've already said I think there was accomplices. I don't believe the official story. And I think Cash Patel's covering up, just like the Butler shooting and everything else and the war and the whole deal. And I'm against it, and I think we're being lied to. And then I just go off stuff I can prove. That's it.
And so what do we do now, Alex, that we know that Donald Trump is the enemy and that he was a charlatan and lied? It committed what I'll call it again, the biggest fraud in electoral history that I've witnessed personally. What do we do now?
That's the 60. I mean, when you say enemy, we know the Democrats are just as bad or worse. And so,
I agree with you.
I don't know. I don't know what we do. And that's why I'm so upset. So let me ask you, what do we do?
That's a tough question. I don't know how we could. It doesn't, like, you know, everybody says no matter who you vote for, you get John McCain. And they just, like, you know, when Dick Cheney was famously asked, hey, the American people are against this war. And he said, so. And I feel like we're in that same situation that Donald Trump does. He's not running for re-election. He doesn't care. And the thing that I would want is for people like Tulsi Gabbard to resign and to use her voice to try to stop this. And people like RFK to resign and then file a lawsuit, making sure that people who are poisoned by glyphosate and get cancer can actually sue in court instead of what Donald Trump's trying. So I that's my call. That's one thing we could do. I don't know what J.D. Vance thinks his political future is. He's going to be tied to this war just like Dick Cheney was to the Iraq war. So, I mean, you know, wouldn't be a bad idea for him to resign and try to stop this, but he's not going to. So what we could do as people is all we can do is get in the street. But I remember we had millions of people in the street trying to stop the Iraq war, and that didn't make a difference. It's because we don't live in a democracy anymore. You know, we live in an oligarchy, which was proven by a Princeton study over 10 years now, that your vote really doesn't matter. And I don't think voting actually matters, on certainly not on a federal level. So I don't know what we can do to stop this, but it's going to kill our economy. So you think the unions might get together and say, hey, maybe we have to do an action like the truckers did. We have to shut down stuff, shut down D.C. or shut down Manhattan or the power centers, the economic centers in the United States, to try to stop this war right now, because that's what we, that's the only thing that's going to save it. It's already probably too late. It's probably, this is just going to keep escalating. This is World War III. We're in it. It's worse, I think, than people realize, and it's going to get much, the oil has already doubled. Here's the crazy thing. Think about this, Alex, that so when Iran cut off, closed the Strait of Hormuz, which they knew was going to happen. Now, Donald Trump is offering, because now they can't get insurance for tankers to go through the Strait of Hormuz, Donald Trump has now offered to chaperone oil tankers with the U.S. military, putting them at risk, right? But also, guess where that oil's going? 50% of that oil is going to China. So now Donald Trump is using the U.S. military to ensure oil shipments to China? This is the craziest thing that's ever happened. So I like what Candace is doing.
By the way, that's why I like your show, is you always have the facts. We're simpatico, and I love Candace. In fact, I felt bad that I went on that whole jag. Her surrogates tagged me. I got pissed because I was from a place of, you know, love. And then I went on, you know, went off the rails. But that's why I'll just move away from it. But let's go back to what you just said. I have known, and I have witnessed, that you can actually get Trump's attention through the media and culture. So the fact that he's not totally controlled by globalists, but makes horrible decisions a lot of the time, means that we have a responsibility to put pressure on him. So absolutely. Peaceful demonstrations by populists, just by left, right, you name it, that gets attention. Us talking about it, us pointing out Trump got lied to, he's starting to back off saying, okay, I'll try to end the war right now. That's what I'm saying is I totally agree with you, is that we need to bipartisanly shut this down right now. And so that's what I'm all about, is whatever the big current thing is that stabilizes civilization. And that's why I want to get you on, so you would actually say all these smart things that I, you know, think are great, instead of just, I'm not mad about it, but just debating about stuff that just is going nowhere. The Kirk thing, whatever happens to cover up, great, find the smoking gun, everything, you know, we'll burn, you know, whoever at the stake. I'm just simply trying to stop World War III.
I'm with you on that, and I'll join with anybody to try to stop World War III. I just, you know, not to kick a dead horse, but I just think that, you know, I saw Noam Chomsky. He was asked, hey, who killed JFK? And he tried to dismiss it, saying that it doesn't matter. People get murdered. A lot of people get killed. Who cares? It doesn't matter if someone killed. It doesn't matter if it was a foreign country. It doesn't matter, which to me sounded like a deep state talking point. And so I just think that if you dismiss that, it just that it that's what it sounds like.
No, you're
so
not listening. I think you're not listening. That's a straw man. I've said probably 10 times the last 30 minutes that I believe there's a cover up. I know that I would talk to people that were in the meetings.
But it is important. Do you think it's important?
And they ordered a cover-up of accomplices. Then I go run down leads, and when I say this is inaccurate, that's not accurate, it's to help everyone, so we cover the accurate stuff, then I get accused of being involved in a cover-up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I just, I think it's important. that we find out if a foreign country was involved, not only with JFK's assassination, but with Charlie Kirk's, because Charlie Kirk was credited with stopping Trump starting this war last June.
But Noam Chomsky, the Epstein acolyte that loves the island and can't wait to get back there, it's not me.
Yes.
I've always said investigate and there's a cover-up. So I never said why we don't care about Epstein. We don't care. Or we don't care. Like, oh, we don't. Epstein acted alone. Oh, Crooks acted alone. The Kirk killer acted alone. No, I've been saying I'm the first to say there is a cover up.
Okay.
I am not going to say that, you know, things that aren't true. I'm not going to say that ice melts 30 degrees.
I think it's okay to disagree with people. I think that's healthy. I think we should disagree.
And that's all I did. And I get people were so mad about the obvious cover-up with DPUSA and the fiasco that anyone then asking any... My point is, just because people are doing bad and just because there's a cover-up doesn't mean that we have to go crazy in a mob and lynch people. You understand the difference?
Okay. Yes. I think the most important thing now is to stop World War III. I hope someone smarter than me with more influence than me can do a protest. I think that's the only thing that could really, honest to God, this is the Western civilization. This is the whole world almost. It's definitely our economy is going to, cause the petrol dollar is going away because of this, right? And so if we don't have the petrol dollar, the currency completely gets devalued, which wipes out people's retirements.
Well, that's
right.
Trump is deliberately, or whether he knows it or not, wrecking our economy, and I think he finally figured it out, which is why he's put the brakes on. But let's play that Charlie Kirk clip I wanted to talk about earlier. Because I've moved off of the Owens thing because I did so much investigation, it gave me a headache.
Okay.
And then I got mad I did it, and I was mainly just pissed that I was actually investigating, you know, a bunch of rabbit holes that weren't real, and I figured it out. And I tried to say it's a rabbit hole, and people got mad, so I just got pissed. So I want to go with what's real. What we do know is that since you said this, but I've just moved on from it, I can play the clips, and nobody picked up on this but me, or I guess a few did. You now have Netanyahu and other Israeli firsters and Mark Levin saying, you think you'll beat us, we'll take you out, we'll get you. They have made physical threats in their eight-front war, saying, we'll take this all the way. So I didn't want to say Israel was the main suspect, but a few months ago when they made all those threats, I did videos saying, no, I think Israel could be a suspect now because of these statements in the eight-front war, and I learned more about what Charlie was saying, because, sorry, I wasn't super following Charlie Kirk, that I started saying, no, this is real. But then they didn't care. They went, oh, you're trying to salvage yourself, Mossad agent, now that you blah, blah, blah. No, I don't know. People all the time call and say, why aren't you covering this? I didn't know about it. You know, I'm not omnipresent. And so remember the clips like, all the Jewish lobby, like, threatening people, you better watch it, we'll get you, we'll take you out. When I saw that, I did reports, that's when I was finally done. And I said, okay, maybe Israel did kill Kirk. The Owens people attacked me more at that point. I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I'm just like, this is cuckoo town. Does that make sense?
Sure, sure, yeah. I mean, nobody likes to be attacked. I get it.
Well, it's not that. It's like, I'll be attacked for something like, I don't want to go to war with Iran, Trump's wrong, it's clear cut. But when it's this weird, like, fever dream thing, you know what I mean? But by both sides. Does that make sense?
Can we watch that Kirk clip about Lindsey Graham?
Yeah. Here's a clip.
Let's do some updates about Israel and Iran and potentially the United States. On one side is the Lindsey Graham, John Bolton types, where they are actively calling for regime change. Here is Lindsey Graham. This is just lunacy. This kind of analysis is not helpful. This kind of approach, this kind of argument, it has nothing to do with nuclear weapons at this point. This is now that we want to go all in and take out the regime. It's time for us to close the chapter on the Iranian Ayatollah and his henchmen and start a new chapter in the Middle East. And that sounds good, doesn't it? But what have we learned when it comes to wars, and especially wars in the Middle East? What you draw up on a whiteboard rarely happens. What you think theoretically is going to occur, there might be unintended and unforeseen consequences, especially when you're talking about a country 2.5 times the size of Texas and has 90 million people and was an ancient and great power with well over a dozen ethnic groups. You have underground Christians, You don't really have many Jews left in Persia. But also you have secular younger Persians. Who's going to run the country exactly, Lindsey Graham? This sounds like Hillary Rodham Clinton in Libya. So I'm pointing to the first extreme right now, the neoconservative extreme, the we must go take off the head of the snake right now. Play cut 285.
Be all in, President Trump, in helping Israel eliminate the nuclear threat. If we need to provide bombs to Israel, provide bombs. If we need to fly planes with Israel, do joint operations. But here's the bigger question. Wouldn't the world be better off if the Ayatollahs went away and replaced by something better? Wouldn't Iran be better off? It's time to close the chapter on the Iranian Ayatollah and his henchmen.
Right, stop there. He goes on for like five more minutes just destroying them. So, yeah. That would give them a motive, and now the Israel lobby said, we'll take you out. You conservatives, you think you'll survive us? We'll take you out, said Mark Levin. So, yeah, okay, there you go. My point was, is that I had to wait to see all that to understand it, so I'll, understand and say that I think people that think that have a reasonable view, Jimmy Dore.
Yeah, it's reasonable. It's most likely. There's no doubt. I mean, it's their MO. They're the king of false flags, Israel. They're the king of assassinations. And so it just makes sense. And to have Netanyahu come out and deny that they were involved in it twice, it sounds like methinks thou protest too much. It was obvious they were protesting too much. So, I think there's a direct connection, but I think the more important thing right now is to find a way to come together and stop World War III. Tucker's doing what he can do. You're doing what you can do. I'm doing what I can do. Candace is telling people not to enroll into the military. And if you're in the military, try to find a legal way to get out of it. I agree with that. I endorse that. I meet at my shows. I meet ex-military people all the time. And now their job is to go and de-recruit people. You know how they send the recruiters into high schools and colleges? They go into high schools and colleges and tell people don't join the military. So ex-military people come to my shows who do that all the time. So I'm with Candace on that. I think that's if the military, and I understand, I already read reports that the military is upset with this, that they don't want to be doing this.
Oh yeah, no, the chairman of Georgia staff told Trump don't do it. Well, that's the thing. A few months ago, they were saying Trump can't have National Guard, protect federal bases. No, that's constitutional. So I was defending it when they were saying don't follow illegal orders. Now I'm saying don't follow illegal orders to preemptively drop nukes. We now are in that place. It's totally insane. Here's Lindsey Graham just yesterday, just salivating, bombing and destroying. Play the clip.
You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This regime is in a death throw now. It is going to be on its knees. It's going to fall. And when it falls, we're going to have peace like no other time. We're going to have prosperity unlike anyone could ever imagine. Peace brings prosperity. You can't do it by talking. The Democrats criticize this operation. They didn't do a damn thing. These men and women in the military should make us all proud.
And then he says, oh, support the military, support me. What? He is so demonic, Jimmy Dore.
You know, when I hear him talking about blowing the hell out of people, I'm thinking maybe he's not talking about bombs. Anyway, because it is legitimate.
No, and they're on their knees, too, and he's blowing.
And they're on their knees. I'm like, does this guy, do you not hear yourself, Lindsey Graham? No, he is evil. He's always been evil. The only time he's smiling is when we're killing innocent people and creating chaos and havoc. The world's terrorists are the United States. We've set the entire Middle East on fire now twice in 25 years.
JimmyDore.com. Listen, I got to do a few more minutes on the side. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to do your show too. But I'm going to come back and have you finish up with this. JimmyDore.com. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue Tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Jimmy Dore is a really smart guy. And has a very popular show, JimmyDore.com. You find him on X as well. Really needs no introduction. In closing, it's been great having you here. I didn't mean to turn it an interview about me, but, you know, I talk a lot, and you definitely led into that. But just in closing, where do you see America going? Because there is a global awakening, populism, evils being exposed, and for both political parties or any system, I don't see the genie being put back in the bottle. And I know that about 8-9 months ago when they kicked Elon Musk out of the White House because he was really going after corruption, that was the beginning of the end of Trump. And I think Trump's just trying to prepare himself to leave by making a deal with the establishment. He's putting as many as his people in as he can, kind of as a rearguard action for that. And he survived assassination. He went through all that stuff. And I think this is Trump trying to survive. I'm not defending what he's doing, but I think that's basically where we are. But we moved past Trump. I would love to reform the Democrat Party. I would love to see a new party. I would love to, you know, I mean, You have the SAVE Act they won't pass. It's incredibly popular in Congress just to make you have ID to vote. So I don't see the corrupt giving up. I don't see the good guys giving up. I see a real clash in civilization coming. What does Jimmy Dore see in closing?
Well, there's going to be chaos because of this war, right? And it's chaos inside the United States. I think, you know, when the Wall Street crashes and our economy crashes, that's what causes chaos. That's what'll get people in the street. And what I hope happens is that, you know, they say all the left, right, we have a lot in common. We have to come together and oppose the oligarchs. Well, the left and the right did come together, but they came together at the top of the parties. They all agree on the worst stuff. They all agree on horrible wars, and they all agree on keeping us from health care, and they all agree on crushing workers. And so I hopefully that this crisis that is being caused by Donald Trump's actions with Iran will cause the people at the bottom to come together and realize that it's always been a lie, the left-right divide, that we have more in common that divides us, and we share a common enemy, and the common enemy is the WEF globalists that Donald Trump is serving right now with this war. So that's what I hope happens. That's the only thing I think can save us, if we all come together. But if we keep fighting with each other over anything, that's a win for the oligarchy. That's a win for the establishment. So I say your neighbor is not your enemy. Your neighbor is hurting under the same oligarchy that you are hurting under. And so we need to come together and oppose them. And so hopefully, because I don't see, again, I'm not an economist, but it seems obvious to me that this is going to crash our Wall Street. It's going to crash our stock market. It's going to crash our economy. The oil prices are already doubled right now. Things are just going to keep getting worse. And if the petrol dollar goes away, which it looks like that's what's going to, I hope Trump can do anything to stop it. But again, if he doesn't, we all need to come together, because things are going to get a lot worse in the United States once our dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world.
Well, I'm proud of populist conservatives, call us what you will, that we're not slavishly following Trump when he starts breaking his promises and doing wrong like Democrats to a great extent have been. But that's been the sickest part, is watching him go after Musk, MTG, Thomas Massey, now myself, yes. You know, Tucker Carlson, that we're Qataris, we're foreign agents, because I can play the compilations like you can. In fact, after you leave, I'm going to play the Trump compilation again of him saying everything I'm saying. So we're for that Trump before. We didn't think he was perfect, but he was better, and he was a different Trump. He has changed. And, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the clip. He came out yesterday and said, no, we're going to shut this down very quickly. It's going to be over very quickly. I mean, I think he's seeing the pressure. Like you said, this needs to stop immediately. And I love, you know, Rabbi Schmoly's like, Alex Jones just wants money. That's why he doesn't, you know, he wants to not have oil prices go up. If oil prices go up, it derails the recovery. All the economists agree. We're on the edge of bankruptcy. People of the third world starve to death when energy prices go up. This is about civilization. This is about me getting money. It's so dangerous, Jimmy.
And that's why, you know, foreign countries are already trying to quietly take their money out of U.S. treasuries. And that's why gold is skyrocketing right now. Gold is like doubled since I bought it 2 years ago. It's and the reason is because people don't have any faith in the U.S. currency anymore. And they're taking it out of U.S. treasuries, which is why the treasuries are now paying a higher interest rate than before when you buy treasuries. So it's not going to be good. Everybody needs to come together, realize that your neighbor's not your enemy. And I think that's what some of this, you know, I really do think some of the over the top violence by ICE, and they're completely disregarding the Constitution, no matter who it is, white, black, Hispanic, gun owners, non-gun owners. They're wrecking everybody. And I think that is to keep people fighting each other so we don't come together. And we have to keep that in mind. They're going to keep doing things to keep us fighting each other and to keep us fighting our neighbor. And that is always a distraction. Chaos always favors the establishment. And when you're hating your neighbor, you're not putting your energy where it should be, which is at the people who are really pulling the strings and controlling both of us.
Absolutely. But Trump just saying he's going to shut the war down soon made oil prices start to drop. Same gold and silver. Of course, they'll go back up because of basic industrial need. I mean, do you put any faith in him now figuring out that he was advised wrong and stopping this war?
No. Again, I have hope. I don't have faith in Donald Trump. I have hope, and Cause I gotta have hope, otherwise I'll go nuts and I'll, you know, I've been waking up since the war started with anxiety in the morning. I way worse than normal, put it that way. And, I don't have faith in Donald Trump.
But
I have
learned
hope.
My anxiety is never about like cerebral technical stuff. It's gut level and it's always accurate because I don't like, you know, see a bunch of news and get up. No, I can feel it. You feel it too, right?
Yes. 100%. Yes. And this is different. This is different than Iraq. This is different than Syria. This is different than Libya. This is different than Afghanistan. This is, and with the stuff that's already happened has changed the world.
All right. Thank you for the time. It's a final question. I keep saying final question. As bad as the Republican Party leadership is targeting true MAGA and driving them off, what are the Democrats going to do? That zombie Gavin Newsom, Kamala's talking about running again. You've got just Hakeem Jeffries looks like an evil jack-o'-lantern. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they're like, we look at the Republicans, got like, well, look at the Democrats. I mean, they're just like a zombie operation.
I mean, the problem with the Democratic Party is they're supposed to be a left party, but they're not a left party, right? So they're pro-authoritarian. They're pro-war. They're pro, they're anti-worker. They shut down the railroad strike during Biden's presidency. They crushed it, which would have changed labor and nationwide, and they stopped them from getting power. And so they crushed that union. So, the Democrats, there's really no point to a left party that's in bed with Wall Street. The Democrats serve Wall Street. They serve big pharma. They serve military industrial complex, big insurance. So you can't serve Wall Street and serve workers at the same time. Those are diametrically opposed to each other. And so the Democrats just give lip service to the workers, and we have two, you know, right wing parties in America. There is no left wing party in America. I've stayed true to my left wing values and I've been called a right winger. Now it's right wing to be for free speech. Now it's right wing to be against censorship. Now it's right wing to have bodily autonomy and reject experimental medical treatments of being mandated by the government. Now it's and right wing to be against the Ukraine war. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So there is no left party. The Democrats right now are not, they're controlled by the same billionaire class. So the billionaires try to pretend that they're warring against each other, but we all know they all work together. They all have the same, as George Carlin said, they have the same agenda, and they do have the same agenda. So so the Democratic Party is not an answer to that. I gave Nick Fuentes a hard time when he said we got to vote Democrat and stop this. And it's like, yeah, we're going to vote for the other deep state party controlled by Israel and the PDF files. And I don't think that's an answer. And I'm not voting for either of those parties. I haven't for a long time. But voting doesn't make a difference. Everybody thought they were voting for Donald Trump was going to be a peace candidate. Everybody thought we were voting for Donald Trump was going to, be bodily autonomy and rein in the poisons we're getting, putting in our food. And he's going to make free speech again and get rid of DEI. And none of those things are true. The exact opposite happened. And so, I would ask you, what's the future of MAGA? Because, almost every MAGA influencer I know has soured on Trump, but there's still, according to CNN, they said that Republicans are supporting Trump. But I think that poll is bogus because a lot of people aren't identifying as Republican now.
Yeah, let's be clear. There's a giant populist movement against the establishment. Democrats are still seen as more establishment than Trump, but Trump is losing that veneer very quickly. And I just think we become issue-oriented, populist-oriented, and we just move forward. The fourth turning's here. The establishment can try to buck it, but they're going to fail. They're swimming against the tide. But I'll just say this to end this as with some fun. It is true, and it's not a weird factoid I just make up. So it's so funny. It's something I got to tell. I've had two men spit in my mouth, okay? And I've had Jimmy Dore at the 2016 RNC, when I crashed the Young Turks, he spit iced tea like a spitting cobra right in my mouth. And we're like, oh, that's iced tea. So I've had, yep, that's just true. And Willie Nelson. Now, with Willie Nelson, just hung out with him a lot, played chess with him, hang out. He would smoke these big marijuana volcanoes. I'm not a big marijuana guy, but I smoke marijuana with him. And he sits there, and he's got a ball, and he sucks on it. Like he's an astronaut and in the right stuff, how long he can do it. He goes, he hands it to you and there's spit dripping off. And it's Willie Nelson, so you go ahead and do it. So, hey, you're in quite the elite club. I've had plenty of women's saliva in my mouth, two or three probably. The point is, though, Jimmy Dore, that this is kind of gay. I mean, you've literally like a frog grabbing a bug, a bullfrog grabbing a bug with his tongue. Were you intending to hit me right in the mouth with your spit?
No, I wasn't intending to hit you right in the mouth. I don't know what I was intending to do. I was trying to defuse the situation, and I thought maybe you would go run for a towel and try to get out of there. But it was chaos, and there was no security, and I was afraid things were going to keep escalating, and nobody wanted that. And I didn't really know much about you at that time. And, since I do, and I'm impressed with, the prescience you had around 9/11 and all that kind of stuff, especially that. So,
I think it's funny, but you're in quite an elite club though.
Yeah, I'm honored to be in that club. And I'm sorry that that's how I had to get into the club.
Jimmy, thank you. You're on that. Where do people find you? JimmyDore.com, where else?
Yeah, JimmyDore.com. You can find me there. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Rumble. I'm Instagram. I'm everywhere. So, but if JimmyDore.com is a great place, I'm on tour. I'm going to be in San Antonio, Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Salt Lake City. I'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, April 17th, only 70 tickets. And then I'll be in Las Vegas, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. Thanks for letting me plug my tour. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I've seen you on stage. You're one of the best. Jimmy Dore, thanks for the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't come up with these stories like I make them up. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Jimmy Dore and Willie Nelson have spit in my mouth. I mean, it's bizarre. It's so weird. But Willie Nelson's like a peace pipe. You know, the first time I did it, I probably smoked probably 20 times. It's a true story. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Reality is too insane. Absolutely cuckoo bonkers. I did not have it on my bingo card. There you go. I spit in Alex Jones' mouth club. Well, Dore did it on purpose. I don't know. Nelson is like... going for like a minute, like, how's this gonna? It's like big glass pipe to this big weed thing, and he's like, you're just like, let me tell you something. I've been so stoned, Willie Nelson, I had to like get in my car and just sleep for 2 hours. I'm not a marijuana guy too, but when you're with the Romans, do as the Romans do. You know what I mean? But hey, speaking of this, here is Trump. For all the enemies out there that are attacking me, saying I'm a Qatari and I'm a traitor and I love the mullahs, oh, give me a break. No, I'm with this Trump, not the new Trump, but I'm glad he's backing off wanting to end the war. Oh, my God. See, it's breaking. This is already in the Wall Street Journal. Based on what Jared Kushner told me, I thought Iran would attack us. So now the blame game starts. Was I not right again about this fiasco? Guys, I just go issue by issue what is accurate. Like Dore keeps going, well, obviously there's a cover-up of Kirk, so why don't you go with this? And I'm like, I agree there's a cover-up, but I can't take stuff that they say is the cover-up, is it accurate, and lie to people, man. Listen, it's hard enough to figure all this stuff out than to start politically picking to put stuff out because I think you want to hear that more. Obviously, if I'd have come out and said TPUSA killed Kirk and put out fake evidence, my show would get much bigger. I don't do that. It doesn't mean they weren't involved. I don't lie on purpose. I get stuff wrong. My God, I have the best track record of that. But I got to defend myself, and I like Jimmy, but it's like 30 minutes of defending myself. 30 minutes we don't have. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, God judges me, not man. Here's a clip of Trump. We'll come back with the big news. Stay with us.
No return. World War III has never been closer than it is right now. Good. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
And I will say that if Hillary won that race, you would have had a nuclear war and millions of people would have been killed. And you weren't even close to that. It never happened. It was never going to happen. I got along great with him. And it just never was going to happen.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective.
You would have had a nuclear war guaranteed. And you won't if, look, if we have the right president, if we have somebody that knows what he's doing, you're not going to have World War III. If, on the other hand, we don't, you're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be a war like no other because of the power of weaponry.
Speaking of World War III, I'll keep you out of World War III. This is a great time to negotiate. Unfortunately, we have a president that doesn't know the first thing about negotiation. We have a real problem in the White House. So I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III.
Because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end. Our policy of never-ending war, regime change and nation building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policeman of the world.
I was the first president in decades who started no new wars.
You started no new wars and no new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government.
Look at me. I'm the one that kept us out of war.
You know, I'm the only president that didn't start a war.
I'm going to keep you out of wars. I kept you out of wars. We had no wars with Donald Trump.
But when people like Kamala Harris send our sons and daughters, our young people, to fight in stupid wars, it is the young generation that carries the burden of that. We're going to stop sending our young people to faraway lands. We are not the policemen of the world. We need to use our young people here at home.
We should have never gone into the Middle East. We should have never gone into the Middle East. Under my leadership, we will turn the page forever on those foolish, stupid days of never-ending wars.
But if you're worried about the world spinning out of control, if you're worried about a military draft, if you're worried about, God forbid, a world war, the best way to prevent it is to vote for Donald Trump. And I really believe that.
If you want to avoid nuclear war, I strongly urge you to vote for Donald Trump. In fact, I would go so far as to say that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for nuclear war.
She would get us into World War III because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job, and then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting a draft notice, the thing called the draft. Dad, what's this? Oh, congratulations, you've been drafted into the military.
A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for a man who wants to end wars, not start them, and who has demonstrated already that he has the courage and strength to stand up and fight for peace.
I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily.
So the good news is Trump has said in three different clips that I've seen, I'm sure there's more now, that we're going to end this now, we're going to end this quickly, this is over. In fact, let's just air those clips again, since nobody seems to know about them. Clip 20. And then there's, I'll find them here. 18 and 19. Yeah, air 20, 18 and 19. Here's Trump talking about Iran. So that's good news, which, again, the pro-war, pro-Israel fake MAGA movement that says we're fake MAGA, they want to run around and say, you don't question Trump, you don't get involved, or you're a traitor. Well, we are going to be involved. And we are going to hold Trump's feet to fire more than ever because you tell us to shut up. And when you don't get your World War III and America survives, you fail, scum. You fail, not us. You fail with your Democrat scumbag friends. Go to the clip.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
you're talking
but soon.
About days?
I think soon.
Okay, and with respect
very
to...
Very soon.
Anywhere in the world, by far. And that's before we showed off our military strength with Venezuela and now with Iran. You know, Iran was supposed to be this big, powerful country. We wrapped the hell out of them. And, you know, I don't know when they cry uncle, but they should have cried it 2 days ago, right? But they don't have anything left. In our country, inflation is plummeting. So with your help and hard work, we're making America great again, and we're doing it much faster than we thought, and it's better, stronger, and our country is doing really well. I mean, at a level that nobody thought. We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion. How good is our military, right? Amazing. How good. Short-term. Short-term. Thank you. They're great.
You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This regime is in a death row now. It is going to be on its knees. It's going to fall. And when it falls, we're going to have peace like no other time. We're going to have prosperity unlike anyone could ever imagine. Peace brings prosperity. You can't do it by talking. The Democrats criticize this operation. They didn't do a damn thing. These men and women in the military should make us all proud.
Israel, as he calls it, already wants to hit Turkey next. Oh, we're going to have peace after this. Yeah, right. Unbelievable. All right. There's a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. And we're going to do that next hour. And this is the one-year anniversary of Jamie White being killed by leftist gangbangers, Mecha La Raza, La Reconquista people, where the black supremacists said, I killed that white man, just to show you how great Austin, Texas is and how wonderful and free it is. Jamie was killed 1 year ago today. So I've got his memorial service clips and more. That's the last 20 minutes of the show, the broadcast. So stay with us for that. Very important. Remember, Jamie, what a patriot. We love you, Jamie. And more. By the way, it's back. Remember X2, the best iodine in the world? Incredible. Well, now it's even stronger and better. It's called T3, Trifecta Iodine. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the blame game has started. Trump's not saying the war's going to end very soon, which is good news. He's saying Jared Kushner is the one that told him Iran was about to hit us, so we had to hit them. And Israel said we got to hit Iran, and when we hit Iran, they're going to hit you, so you got to defend yourself because they're going to attack you, we attack them. That's not how the rules of war work. Here's a clip.
The situation was very quickly approaching the point of no return, and the United States found it intolerable, in my opinion, based on what Steve and Jared and Pete and others were telling me, Marco, so involved, that I thought that they were going to attack us. I thought they would, if we didn't do this at the time we did it, I think they had in mind to attack us. And
I mean, this is all pure crap. And it gives me a headache. So, we talked about how it would massively increase oil prices, turn the world against us. They wouldn't fall, like they said, in 4 days. Here we are, day 10, day 11. Were we right or were we wrong? Who was right? Me. It's not about being right. It's not hard to be right. Eric Prince, the Hawk of Hawks, said, don't do it. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, don't do it. We don't know what's going to happen, and most of the scenarios are bad. Yeah, if Trump could snap his fingers and send the mullahs to the Twilight Zone, I'd be all for it. But the studies that have been done showed bad to worse. And so I get to be right again and be called a Qatari operative. Great, call me a Qatari operative all day long. If I don't take stuff about Charlie Kirk assassination, that's not true. I'm an Israeli operative. Knock yourselves out. If it makes you look at somebody that's been on the air 32 years with an incredible track record of accuracy and makes you feel big to say I'm bad and makes you feel good to say you're good and I'm bad, then make up whatever you want. Because I don't have you as an audience. I have God as an audience. And I don't do things off of what I think is going to be popular. I do things off of what I think is right. And what I think is accurate. And that's what I do. And my job is easy. Just study the facts, do the research, and tell the truth. I couldn't imagine being the general public and these influencers and the media that sit around and get their talking points and try to figure out what's the best thing for them. Isn't it just best to tell the truth? Isn't it just best to put it out? That's called straight shooting. And the way this country used to work, what it was known for, what people penalized was not straight shooting. Straight shooting, if you were smart and hardworking, would take you to the top. In fact, I'm thinking about renaming, you know, just doing a new podcast, calling like shooting straight, you know what I mean? And shooting straight means you just tell the truth about what you know is going on. And you don't connect it to other things like, well, God, if I tell the truth about that, they'll, I mean, I might, you know, get put in prison or that might make people mad or, you know. That's what political correctness is. It's like, well, white people are the devils and we want to control them. So cover up the crime statistics that whites have one of the lowest crime rates. It's like, easy. I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care if the media calls me a devil. I don't care if they call me a white supremacist. It's not true. And then, as time goes on, I'm vindicated, I'm proven right. And it's so simple. And when Trump does stuff that's good and they're lying about him, I cover it. People go, why are you defending this traitor? I'm defending the truth. So many examples, like Trump said he could destroy any country he wants. He said, no, I can't have a $1 tariff on somebody, but I can destroy them with a total sanction. That's not right. That's not, I can destroy any country I want. Then when he says on Truth Social, I'm about to destroy Iran, that is wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Do Muslim regimes that despise women deserve nukes?
Oh, look! Look, they're eating babies!
Behold, the mighty schlong of resistance!
Excuse me, is Islam right about women?
Where's the very, you know about, you know about.
Do you have
any idea what you're talking about? You're full of shit.
We're here in front of the White House. Trump and Israel seem to have bombed Iran. And the only person happy about it is Lindsey Graham, who probably has a 4-foot erection right now. Everyone's here. Men, women, children, our minders. We got shopping cart aficionados. We have flat box Buddhas. Do Muslim regimes that despise women deserve nukes?
Is that a trick question?
No.
I don't think anyone should get nukes.
No, I want nukes.
Nukes are... You want nukes.
Well, I love women. It's not an issue. Do Muslim regimes who despise women deserve nukes?
I want you to prove to me that they despise women.
Forced hijab. I've seen
forced hijab. Where
forced
hijab
in that? Iran. Isn't there forced hijab?
Okay, let
I've
me...
seen so many women dragged off the street by little mullah police.
Oh, really? You are bullshit. And
it
also,
it's not
on
happening
top of it,
at all?
No, it's not. Do Epstein protectors deserve nukes? There you go.
Well, hold on. I was going to give you an answer. Huh?
He's in the list. He's a little bit
measured. You can come back here instead of running. Where are you, bitch boy? Oh, look. Look, they're eating babies. Here is the left basically saying that satanic pedophiles run the world, and they're right now fond of frogs. Welcome to the Q-tard movement, my lefty friends. The water's warm. Are they eating the babies? I'm looking at what you're tugging here.
Unfortunately, they are straight out of the womb.
Is Trump a baby-eating pedophile?
For sure.
If Biden had the goods on this guy, why didn't they lock his ass in jail and
because
say, time to
all,
kill him?
They're all part of it.
Dude, I love your glow-up. Those spikes are bitching, man. Well done. What brings you to this march?
Supporting Iran.
How
opposing,
soon?
Opposing a military intervention.
Okay, how soon will it be till Iranian women can dance on TikTok like God intended?
I'm not sure if I'm going to hear, hopefully soon.
But I'm asking the woman, not you. Why must men intercede on behalf of women? This is just what the Iranian regime does. I dump this jerk. What? What? You have a wife and a girlfriend?
No.
Wait,
no.
Why is he not marching with you?
I'm the wife.
Why is this panty waist not marching with you? Hey, are you busy on Saturday? I hear he's getting divorced.
He's not getting divorced.
Oh,
that's
you don't know that yet. Right. How long before the newly freed Iranian women can dance on TikTok as God intended?
I'm not sure if I want to answer that question.
And not be killed? I'd give it a couple weeks.
Black ladies, toss that hijab and shake it.
The dollars that are stolen from every single one of you here to go fund a genocidal campaign in our region. Shit!
The current Iranian regime of
forces gay men to transition. Is this why liberals are big mad?
I'm not sure how liberals feel because I'm not a liberal. I'm a leftist.
Have the Shahs of Sunset chimed in on this issue yet?
Oh, I do not know that
show. You gotta watch more TV and put down the Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
I don't agree bombing the shit out of people should be our first move. But the Iranian regime just did kill 30,000 of its own. Who's to say what's right anymore? I'm just a puppet trapped in a world gone mad.
I am not from Mullah. I am not from Ayatollah. Iranian people deserve the right to self-determination, to rise up against their government, against the Ayatollah. Yep. But I do not think they need the United States imperialists to exploit the resources and repeat Iraq.
But how else can we free Iranian women besides bombing them? 47 million Iranian women are currently subjugated by Iran. Is it just bros before hoes?
Are you the guy that makes fun
of
people?
Yeah, don't talk to him. He's a right-wing weirdo.
Yeah.
Don't murder 50 children.
You know what? Hold it, buddy. They murdered 30,000 last week, the Iranian mullahs. What are we to do?
Well, you know what it is? The president is a bomb.
Wait. If he was a bomb, why didn't they expose it then in the Biden regime, though? They had all the good in them. Why didn't they expose it?
I aired this. I've had the guy that does the puppet thing on. He's a nice guy. But, again, everything has to be one-dimensional or two-dimensional. I don't support Islam. Not radical Islam, Orthodox Islam, real Islam is expansionist, is cancer, is here to take over. Stop calling it radical Islam. But I also don't support Israel dragging us into these giant wars and over again with the West putting in even worse people because they want to keep it destabilized like Israel helped found Hamas. And I know the general audience gets this, but for new listeners, I really need you to get it. Because people constantly get messages, calls, well, wait a minute. You're criticizing Islam, but you're not for blowing up Iran. Yeah, because the intelligence agencies will put something in worse because they want a destabilization plan. And it probably won't work. The Office of National Intelligence warned Trump and the Pentagon. The majority of his advisors who are military said don't do it. And I'm studying this. I agreed with them. I said it before they said it. And again, it's not about defending myself. It's about folks, start using your brains. Do we have less Muslims here or more since 25 years ago invading the Middle East? We got 15 times. That's the average. Oh, you didn't know Europe had like maybe a 500,000 Muslims 25 years ago? Now it's got over 20 million. UK had like 100,000. Now it's got 5 million. Canada had 100,000. What was Canada got? Like 3 million now? The US, tens of millions. I mean, the very same State Department globalist systems bipartisanly ship them in here, folks. Netanyahu a year ago proposed putting half of the 5 million Gazans here. Use your brains, use your brains, use your brains. I mean, if we had a real president, and by real, I mean that really did what they said, and they said, we made the decision to overthrow all these countries and actually put in pro-America freedom things and then have free elections, I'd say, is it feasible? But you can't trust the intelligence agencies because they always put bad guys in again because they want the next problem to ensure their existence. I pissed a lot of people off supporting the Venezuelan regime change because I've never been for regime change because it's always been bad. And I said, I understand why Trump wants to do it, but I don't trust the intelligence agencies that I'll put something in as bad or worse, but he has the authority. It's in our hemisphere. Cuba is running them. They're running the cartels. They're stealing our elections. They're shipping in all the drugs, running the cartels that ship the drugs in. They play that game. Well, it's not Venezuela itself doing most of it. Yeah, but it coordinates the groups doing it. Allied with China. So I'm like, yeah, I get why Trump wants to do it. It's constitutional. Do you know about gunboat diplomacy? Do you know about the Monroe Doctrine? Do you know about Thomas Jefferson, the Barbary Pirates? No, the president's there. I am a historian. So I will state the facts here. That I said, I don't trust it. I wouldn't do it, but I get it if you do it. I'm not going to jump your shit. Not Iran. The Strait will get shut down. This will happen. It'll kill your recovery. You're being set up. Just like Lutnick betting against the tariffs and making billions, writing the executive order wrong, as the Supreme Court pointed out, Trump had the authority. They wrote the order wrong on purpose. A clear, and Lutnick bet against it. Sabotage. So even if you want to go to war with Iran and you want to do all this, you can't do it when the system is corrupt. Kennedy had an invasion plan. The CIA blew the whistle and set it up. Bay of Pigs to get us fully engaged. Operation Northwoods 2.0. Do you know about Gulf of Tonkin? Do you know about the Levant Affair? Do you know about the USS Liberty? Do you know? Do you know? Because here's the deal. You notice the play on Iran is the exact same. They got WMDs. They're going to kill us in 2 weeks. The same story on Iraq. Now, in the case of Iran, they actually do have the weapons. You say, well, that just legitimized it. No, it doesn't. Because the CIA stood by and helped the Mullahs get in control in 79 to set Jimmy Carter up, who I'm not a fan of, but just a fact. As soon as Reagan's elected, they let the hostages go, all the rest of it. Then they double-crossed the Iranians, launch the Iraq attack. How'd that work out? Millions dead. So let me say this at the end of the day. I don't like the CIA because they're losers. Because they're not straight shooters. You want manifest destiny. You actually want to promote 76 worldwide through freedom and justice and military action when needed. I'm all for it, baby. But not what you're doing when you're in documents declassified last 2 weeks ago to put poison in vaccines to dumb us down and make us retarded, which you already knew they were doing, but here it is. And you know that most cancer is worms and you suppress that. You're assholes. You're elitists. And you shouldn't be anywhere near the levers of power. Because even if you're good elite and aristocratic, and trying to help people with all that power, you're going to make dangerous mistakes. But with you guys, you always go with the sickest, weirdest permutation because it makes you think you're smart. Because they get into third, fourth, fifth order, but it's all twisted. Instead of straight shooting, and once you analyze straight shooting, the gut, the instinct, what God tells you to do, the right thing, it always is the most sophisticated. But it's also the easiest just to do. But you guys can't do it because you're evil. And you shouldn't be toilet attendants. I mean, do you really think the CIA didn't know China was going to double cross the West on the deal they had? I've said this 10,000 times, probably only 3,000. You know the global deal with China, right? They were being given all their earth minerals and dominance over manufacturing to leverage out and shut down industrial bases in the West to make us more controllable with middlemen in the West that got the majority of the money. As Trump found out, he said, God, the middlemen get more than China. China's not the problem. It's these middlemen. Yeah. They put China in. They said, you will control manufacturing, but we will control the military, and you will not expand into the South China Sea. You will not expand 12 miles off your coast. China said, you bet, to David Rockefeller. It's all public. Congressional hearings. About 18 years ago, the Chinese said, F you, we're going to expand everywhere. And they already bought off our elites. Our elites thought we were buying them off. And they started expanding all over the world militarily on top of economically. And then there wasn't a real pivot under Obama. Trump tried, and now we finally got a pivot to deal with the elephant in the room. And that's why globalism's dead. Before we came along to expose it politically, it was done because its plan, even from its own evil perspective, was a failure. And your great reset to make everybody poor so you control them. You think starving 9 billion people, and you think you can manage the wars and the conflict that comes out of that? Well, not if I have anything to do with it, because I'm going to expose you behind it so everybody gets mad at you when you do it. So you fail. And your argument is, well, there's too many people, and they're out of control, and the industrial world makes people decadent and stupid, so let's just get rid of them. Let's just take your argument and say it's right, which it isn't overall. Let's just take it as real. You think you can poison the food and water and psychically sabotage millions of people, and that we're not interconnected in a group collective, group subconscious, group collective unconscious, and you don't know about psychic blowback, not to mention economic and cultural? You think you can escape killing slowly through euthanasia and poisoning and everything, billions of people? You don't think God isn't going to curse us doing that? No, we are supposed to lift up the weak. We are supposed to be the leaders and sacrifice as the aristocrats, as the Ubermenschen. Ubermenschen don't destroy the subclasses. We rise them. We are the example. Don't you know that? Oh, they know in their fake liberal talk they're going to raise up the poor. No, you hurt them. You try to make more of them. And that's why God doesn't know you. You must rise up the people, no matter how hard it is. And no matter if they turn on you and are stupid and don't get it, you tell the truth, you have courage, you stand against evil. You don't try to intentionally dumb people down and create some fantasy how you're going to manage this. Oh, now they understand. Oh, we can't kill 9 million people. They're going to tear everything up. Uh-huh. You think you're safe in your dumb bunker? Uh-huh. You're not. The only way out of this is truth and honor and justice and educating everyone and letting them decide to level up. And they will. If you make the heroes the true scientists that innovate for humanity, and the true police and firefighters and school teachers that work extra hard and rise up the people. We must celebrate our best. We must energize competition. And we must crush scum. That's what it is to be human. You don't think I could have used my skills to be one of the top generals in the world order? I was offered the job, folks. That's why I sit here at this position knowing. And I have the knowledge, I have the understanding, and I sit here warning you when I'm in grave danger myself that if you ignore what I'm giving you, if you ignore what God literally rose me up, stood me up to give you a message, you do it at your own destruction. That's why I'm attacked by the left, the right, everybody else. That's why they say I'm inauthentic. It's why they say I'm an agent, because I'm not an agent of them. I'm an agent of God, though imperfect. I'm 100% real. The real McCoy. And the evidence, Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. All I've done is devastate the enemy. All I've done is expose the enemy. And that's why they tell you, I am the enemy. I am the bad guys. Because they don't want you to believe there's good men. There are. And you're good. And you have to speak out. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. It's not our hope. It's our guarantee. Thomas Jefferson was asked, why does tyranny flourish? And he said, all that tyrants need to flourish, all that tyranny needs to flourish is that good men do nothing. You can look at evil people all day and blame them. They're following their nature. No, if you want to know why we're in this trouble, what does V for Vendetta say when he takes over the TV transmission? Maybe pull that up. When we come back, we'll play it. I know why you did it. You were afraid. Why wouldn't you be? But in the end, if you don't know who's to blame, just look in the mirror. And then later, towards the end of the film, the inspector meets with him in disguise, and he says, why didn't you do this before? Why didn't you expose us before? And he said, I've been trying to talk to the police. None want to work with me. I've been waiting for you, Inspector. I've been waiting for you. You will lead us out of this. You are on the quest. You. With me. You think I think I'm the smartest guy around? You think I think I've got the biggest chance? I don't. And the vision God gave me decades ago was that I was going to expose this, and that my job was to just tell the public, and that the men and women to lead us out of this would rise. And it's happening. And just because Trump goes sideways on us, doesn't matter. We got a lot of mileage off that set of tires. And so that's how this works, folks. All right, let me tell you about this. We're going to go to break. Come back, V for Vendetta, and then I'm going to do the Jamie White one-year anniversary memorial here. And I'm very thankful the crew reminded me of this. Thank you so much. Just to tell you about what happened first hour, I got up this morning at 4 a.m., and I noticed because Trump is doing this. Like, they released the JFK files, the CIA files. You know, they try to hold them back. Trump's ordered it released. And, like, last week, oh, Operation Artichoke, poison the food, the water, and the shots to dumb you down and brain damage you. We already knew because there's a bunch of other documents, but here it is. And now we learn, since 62, they knew, studying brain tumors, breast cancer, and others, that most of it is microscopic worms. There's other species, too, the big worms. Like, Kennedy got a big worm, ate part of his brain. People make jokes about it. A lot of people walking around have had a little chewing going on up there in the old brain. They have deaths every year in Austin. People swimming in the water when it's hot. Amoeba goes up the nose, replicates, and they never save the kid. It takes them like a week to die because they go, oh, they got a fever. Give them drugs. We don't know. Do they ask, were you in water? The truth is they can do nothing because the amoebas are in the sinus. They get in the brain. It's dinner time. Okay? And the CIA knew that most cancer was worms. Look at this overhead shot. That's declassified now. But in the document, it's even crazier because they say the body is a liquid crystal. They give the crystal structure with the actual atomic code of the crystal, like every other element or molecule has. And they describe the brain is capable of creating the effect of superconductivity. It goes into psychic powers and the transmission of the brain as an electrochemical transceiver. Receiving and transmitting. How many times have we told you this 30 years? Your entire body is an antenna transmitter. Every cell, DNA, is a powerful antenna. We exist as antennas, as nodes of God. Not God, but part of God, his eyeballs, his antennas. We are the AI. How many times? I told this for 30 years. I was given a vision about it. And I'm literally not God. I'm just God's tentacle. I have free will, though. That's the cool thing about God. He has, like, sentient AI that replicates and can just, I mean, look at all of it. It's incredible. I mean, wow, that's really cool. You worried about dying now, baby? You're a freaking tentacle of God. But he gave you free will to operate on your own, make your own decisions. You can decide to reboot up to him or go with the devil. Could it get any more heavy? But what if the veterinarians and scientists, now they have all these studies proving it, what have they been documenting? That mainline dewormers, not just ivermectin, cure most cancers because it's worms, people. But more importantly, the report is the fact that you are a psychic antenna. You are a God's probe droid. You're God's consciousness manifest in a free will creature, his agent. Get on your knees and thank God for this. Get on your knees and ask God for future missions. Because let me tell you, this is the low level, baby. God's got big stuff in plan for all of us. I've seen it. I know. Indescribable. Nothing you've ever seen. Nothing you've ever heard. But I'm barred from telling you. The eye has not seen, ears not heard, but God has a store for us. By the way, what's great for yourselves is great for your pineal gland. True, pure iodine. We have it back in stock. T3, now back in stock. The original X2 even stronger at TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dad, what's wrong with the telly?
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for
the emergency channel.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed them.
All right, I want to remember Jamie White, our great reporter, killed 1 year ago today with a special report John Bound did, and then parts of the memorial service here in Austin, Texas. We love you, Jamie. We stand with you. We appreciate your great work, your wonderful family. Before I end my live part of the transmission, Harris and Smith's coming up in about 24 minutes with the War Room. Very informative. Be sure to tune into that. You can find the links at the Alex Jones channel on Rumble and obviously on X at Real Alex Jones. Be sure to share those feeds. You are the Paul Revere's. And separately, the original X2 has been gone a long time. The very same lab made it even stronger. It is T3, now available, 50% off for VIP members, 25% off for everybody else at thealexjonesstore.com. It's great with your cells, your pineal gland, everything. It is amazing. It dials into everything the CIA knows is trying to suppress. And it helps go in and decalcify the pineal gland. It works great with ultramethylene blue, that's discounted as well. That sale ends literally tonight on the methylene blue, but there's a big sale on the T3, the original pure iodine. Nobody else has it available now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. No matter what happens to InfoWars, Bigley owns the Alex Jones Store. The Alex Jones Network backup system. It's critical to staying on the air. Plus, these are great products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. And now, 1 year after the murder of our reporter, Jamie White, we remember the great patriot.
Well, I'm the weekend guy. So I do everything that all the other writers do just on the weekends. And so I have to do newsletters. I got to put up the reports. I got to write the articles. I got to do the blurbs. And interface with Jones to make sure he has what he wants. And...
This is the thing about news. It's every hour, every minute. That's Stanley Kubrick's daughter. It never ends.
Yeah. Vivian Kubrick, daughter of visionary Stanley Kubrick, captured a stunning piece of raw truth on film in December of 2022, alongside the fearless Jamie White. That footage, unfiltered and unapologetic, reveals the humanity of a voice for liberty gone too soon.
This is the back end. This is where all the magic happens.
That looks like email.
Yeah. Oh. Just different posts.
Oh.
You got Paul's, you got mine's.
Oh, and then you all check each other's stuff, and then who gets editorship? Senior editor of the site.
Well, we're still kind of working on that, but on the weekends, you know, it all falls on me. So I'm the editor, I'm the writer, I'm the webmaster, do all that stuff.
So. You know, that's a lot for just a few guys to be doing. I mean,
tell me about it.
Yeah, no, it's seriously.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean, one's so used to thinking that things are all kind of digital and electronic, but the old newspaper man thing is still happening.
Yeah, it's just now we're not using ink. It's all just digital now.
Jamie White. Gunned down, a bullet tore through his carotid artery, silencing a voice they couldn't control.
His friends here were more like his family because he didn't have anybody else here.
White was a writer for InfoWars in Austin.
He definitely liked to stand for truth, and he spoke up for what he believed in.
Sunday night, Aaron says White stayed late at work.
Literally right when he got home, all that happened.
It was a little before midnight. White was home at the Chandelier Apartments off Douglas Street. Austin police say people were possibly burglarizing White's vehicle. White interrupted them, and they shot and killed him in the parking lot.
Crazy that he's gone just like that.
The suspects ran off.
You know, I'm still so amazed that people don't know that Obama... passed that law, you know, signed that law in December 2012, and then kind of fell into...
The propaganda thing?
Yeah, where it says
the
that
propaganda doctrine?
Yeah, so...
Well, government can lie to you legally?
Yeah, it's like, please!
Yeah.
That should be like front page, that should be a front page banner every day.
That was I remember when that happened, that was a really big deal to me.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't super secret. Like, it was covered by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
But they were covering it like it was, like, yeah, like, this is great, you know? Like, you know? They're saying it'll do the opposite of what it does, you know? Oh, this will crack down on propaganda. It's like, but you just made propaganda
illegal. No.
But that's how they're so successful, in part, because that kind of gaslighting is just so... Like, a normal person, just who is, like, apolitical or doesn't follow this stuff, like, they're just so assaulted with the inverted, you know, version of what they're saying that they just, like, come to believe it, you know? Because surely they wouldn't lie to such a degree that it's, like, the polar opposite, you know? Most people don't, like, think that way, you know? So.
And InfoWars, it's been a relentless siege. Attacks raining down from all sides. A coordinated assault to choke out the last mutterings of free thought. Yet here we stand, battered but unbroken, staring down the barrel of tyranny.
Come out of the house with your hands up. Do it now. Do it slow.
Imagine how much crime was going on in downtown Austin. Rape, robberies. I mean, it's just... But no, all the cops are busy swatting Chase Kiser.
Yeah. So the first time there was a call that was a claim that something had happened to my house. The second time there was a call, the person just... acted like they were me. Now, the first time it was just a text. This time it was a real person.
I've had some high-level folks in Army Special Operations call me 2 days ago saying that they're getting major intel that there are hit teams out with a high priority to kill me and others. Then I got a call last night about 7 o'clock from a extremely respected
journalist. It turned out it was gangbangers, which we said was probably... We still had to cover it on the hit list, public hit list.
Called from a very trusted source in high-level intelligence that said they've never seen the three hits in the NSA system.
And that was General Flynn, letter was public.
Trump or his family at this level. So this is the highest level.
You know, we're at the last stages of this sort of currency collapse. You know, with this money printing and the inflation, it all kind of has an end game. And these people in power know that the end is coming. So the only way to really get out of something like that is, yeah, like a global war. Gets everyone's attention away from how did the system collapse?
The truth is a wildfire they can't extinguish. And every fallen warrior, like Jamie, fuels its spread. The New World Order may claw at our heels, but the awakened are rising. And their house of cards is trembling. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Now, the memorial service, 1 year ago.
InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening.
And then Harrison Smith.
Jamie White's memorial service, 1 week after he was killed last Sunday. Here's Yucca. She got to be really good friends with Jamie through her mutual friends at the office. 7 days later, what are you thinking? Shmeta's dad looks just like him.
He does. He does, yeah. You know, it's definitely a lot heavier than I thought it would be, but I knew Jamie before. I actually met him through his amazing articles, and it's just so sad that things had to happen this way. But I know that Jamie's always going to be living through us, and we'll always remember him for his amazing work that he did. He loved his job. He always talked about it. That was literally his life. And we'll, you know, he's gone, but he's definitely never going to be forgotten.
The one who is victorious will, like him, be dressed in white. And I will never blot out the name of that person from the Book of Life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Says that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
Well, this is a beautiful event, beautiful people. I see some of the M4Wars family here. A lot smaller than it was years ago. A lot of great people have been forced out by the system trying to stop the work that we've all been doing. And that Jamie White just was an exemplar of. And I know that he was proud of the work he did. He did amazing work. He was really, really, really smart. And so many times they come on air, we were just simpatico, like word for word. Not that he was even copying or saying what I was saying, he saw it. He understood it because he was researching it. And that's really our goal, is to get people to understand. It's like a day live with the sunglasses on. I'm not going to tell you what to see. You're going to see it once you see it. It's like those hidden pictures over there on the wall. You can't see the hidden image. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So this life is just a flash, out brief candle, as Shakespeare said. And what's really important is that Jamie existed, continues to exist on, and his work continues to go on. And we're all going to wake up one day, and it's the last minutes of our life. And that's even we're blessed. You know, basically, no one's coming, or some would say not blessed, and, you know, leave this plane in your sleep. But Jamie went out like a Viking warrior with his sword in his hand, both the info war and in reality. So he's a real man, and he's a great example to us all. And people all over America know about the work he did before and now more so even after. So God works in mysterious ways. And again, it's just amazing talking to his dad. Looks just like him, or Jamie looks just like his dad, the same man. Like, look at Jamie and his great aunt. Really classy Americana Midwestern folks, the actual, you know, blood of this country. We're just blessed to have them here. And I would love to stay here and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous, you know, my day here. But Jamie would want me to get back to the office to get ready to expose these people in just about an hour or two. And so I'm going to shake everybody's hand, give you a hug. I'm going to get back in the fight because if we don't do it, nobody will, believe me. I want to spend time with friends and family more. I want to be able to smell the roses more. And I do what I can. But right now, we're at the critical crossroads of human destiny in the future. And everything we do right now echoes even more out into the future. And it was Lenin, it was the evil guy, who was very smart. He said there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happens. We're in the turning of the turning of the turning. And we can place blame all day long on why this happened to Jamie. But any way you slice it, it lies right at the feet of what Soros represents. Literally, the crime explosion in Austin since the VA, the worst of all the Soros DAs, recognized. Yes. Elon Musk fought hard. Corporate media attacked him for spending tens of millions of dollars trying to recruit Jose Garza. Act like he was a villain for that, for running somebody against him, calling him corrupt. And if you look at the other way, with Soros and Ukraine and all that, but this is really the evil, and Soros is just one of their generals. And we have to protect people in the future. And that's what Jamie was doing. Jamie was a warrior in the information war, and many revolutionaries fighting tyranny never get to live to see the victory they push for, but they know it's the right thing to do, so they press on. He got to live until the turning point. We talked about the turning point, and I really said in the last month or so has been the turning point. The tide has been turned. It's going to be a long, hard fight. The enemy's not going to give up, but no matter what they do in the future, they will be defeated. And so Jamie got to see that while he was here on the earth, before he rattled off his mortal coil, as you will all do joining him. So I salute Jamie, his family, and I salute all of you. And you're just beautiful people. Your soul's beautiful, and Jamie's soul is so beautiful. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Jamie White, for working to get involved in InfoWars and coming to the operation because you did an amazing job, and you're here with us right now, and we love you. Thank you.
Can I just say thank you all? You were secondary family. He loved you. He loved all of you. This is a thank you all. I appreciate you.
Thank you for bringing that kid into the world.
Yeah, that was my pleasure.
So sorry for your loss.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate
you. Such a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. I can see it. So I'm going to take out to dinner or something.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, I also want to say thank you to everybody. I have a special thank you to Yekka.
Thank you.
You know, we were pretty close. I wouldn't have been able to get on camera. And she reached out and said she could do it. And so that's why you've been seeing her beautiful face all over TV, and we really appreciate that because it's been real hard.
She did a great job.
It's been real hard, and
this so really illustrates for all our enemies just how real InfoWars is.
Just keep pushing because
how great this crew
answers,
is.
We don't have them. We'll get them, and just be there for each other. And you know, this we're James' family here. You know, we're all he had here in Austin. And
we love you.
And thank you, everybody. I can't even barely do this. And thank you, guys. You know, ever speak to what's his name?
Don.
Don, who donated all the food and everything. Just thank you guys for showing up and being here for Jamie because he would be just blown away. By the support that everybody's given. So thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for Jamie.
So, by spring 2017, I had like 300 residents, contract writers were hiring. I picked Jamie's resume out.
Speak up a little bit, kid.
Yeah, sorry. I picked out Jamie's resume out of one of 300. And he was working at a pizza shop in Ohio at the time. And to this day, I don't know why I picked him, but there was just something that spoke to me through his resume. He had such a well-written resume, but there's more to it I can't really place. I just had this pool to get in contact with, Nicole, to be able to bring him down here. Jamie, to me, he had the purest soul of anybody I've ever met in my life. Jamie was the one person I could call and talk to about my personal life. So what's going on in my personal life had nothing to do with work. He was the first person I called. And he was someone you kind of like meet. He's the one person you meet in your life. You realize, are we doing the right things? Are we on the right path? Is the mission going the right way? Jamie was the pure soul that you meet once in your life that makes you realize, yes, you are on the right path. You are doing the right thing. You're going where God is telling you to go. You just see someone like Jamie who understands the mission more than I do, or anyone else really. Because Jamie, in a way, was the mission. He was the one person who just got it. And that's extremely rare in this world anymore. It's people nowadays, they get so distracted with personalized, what's wrong with society, this and that. They might see what's really going on, but they don't see it. They get distracted by the next thing going on. Jamie was not that person. Jamie would compare well to historical revolutionaries. And not in the battles he fought, but the ideals he embraced. Thank you.
Well, normally Jamie would be working right now. He'd be at the office. You hear him clicking away. And there really is only two ways to get out of work when you're in InfoWars. That's either to go to jail or die. So he unfortunately went out a different way, but he went out fighting, literally. You know, and that's how you know he was a man of conviction. It's something that you can't really help. It's inside of you. It's like an eternal flame. Even when you know you're facing danger, consequences. You can't turn it off. And Jamie was the same way. That's when, I'm sure when he saw what was happening, he couldn't help it. He had no other choice. He probably went through the whole thing in his head, and he just said, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what thoughts came into his head. There was only one thing he knew. It was a man conviction, and,
Exactly.
He couldn't turn it off, man.
Fearless.
He couldn't turn it off. And so, yeah. So that was who Jamie was. That's who he was to his friends. That's who he was to his families. That's even who he was to his enemies, literally, that would put him on the list because of the great work that he did. So I know Jamie is going to be forever remembered in the InfoWars offices. Every day I walk by that office and I see one less body. It's a little odd. Maybe we'll get used to it, maybe we won't. But the one thing that's interesting is whenever we talk about violence, interstate violence, which happens a lot, unfortunately, it is different now. You know, it's personal. You know somebody who was affected by it now, and so it's a little more, it hits home a little bit more, and you think about all the other victims of useless violence. And so you just kind of have a new motive to hopefully do something about it. And hopefully we can, so that there's less events like this, and we can all go out in a more natural way instead of being forced to fight injustice and sticking up to vandals. And hopefully someday soon we'll also face justice. Not on this planet, they will on the next planet. And I told myself when I was coming up here, I said, you know, in case Jamie does decide to show up, I better show my face. In case he does decide to show up here, but if he's here with us or not, or if he's enjoying life in the cosmos, existing with God, he'll never be forgotten. And it's always just great to remember the great work that people do at InfoWars. Jamie was certainly one of those people that did great work.
When I was 15 years old, I was in a car accident, and in Kentucky. And I should have died. I heard my grandfather, who had just died 2 weeks before, put my seatbelt on. And then we proceeded to gallivant over these hills and wrecked. And I had an out-of-body experience. And since then, into my 20s, I had several experiences where I went to the other side. And so I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive to the spirit world. Some are chosen. Some will remain here to pass the message on. But I can tell you that Jamie is here right now. I didn't know Jamie as well as a lot of you do. Just some random conversations. Wish I did know him better. But when he passed a week ago, I wanted to get to know who he was. And so Adon started telling me who he was. And like I said, I'm sensitive to these things. And Adon had said that, hey, by the way, this was about, what, midnight he said this? To something from his heart said, hey, by the way, he used to listen to this album by Genesis when Phil Collins left for a moment. And so they hired this singer for this one album, and it's called Calling All Stations. And I want you to each go and privately listen to that first song. It's Jamie telling you. I'm supposed to tell you this. He's telling you, he's here, and he's reaching out to you.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.